Okay, we really know what we're doing. Welcome to the, I hope this microphone's working. Welcome to Atlantic City. We usually have a lot of content to bring you. We don't have any content to bring you today. So in light of bringing you content today, Rocco's joining me.
Hi. I just realized they can't hear you.
Perfect.
I have to change that. Hold on.
Let's use this show as a test for everything.
Also, sure. Okay, no, now they can hear you, but I don't know if that's going to echo.
Also in the room with Rocco is Mr. P with the Pookie Tucket.
Mr. P with the Pookie Puppet.
This should be interesting. This should be great.
Nigga, get my shit!
You stink.
Keep going, Mr. P.
Go fuck yourself!
Oh, you're so funny before. Now you think you're so.
I'm trying. He's grabbing my arm. Next!
This is the ghost of Mr. P with the Tookie puppet. Rocco has bravely invited him to his room.
Well, I figured since
this
nothing
really. I'm horrible!
That's happened here in AC. I needed to create content with Mr. P.
Yes.
Well, he was playing with the puppet before, and he had like a knife.
Yeah, I had a knife, but you can't.
But I don't think you can have weapons on live stream. So I saved
you. Crack your ass, bitches.
He has a knife.
Yeah, like a big knife.
Mommy, how about those fat ass titties? Where's the gut start? Where the titties start, bitch?
Mr. P went up to Lady KB last night. Mr. P went up to Lady KB last night and was like, I got to say, from last year to this year, you look really good. And then he just pointed at her tits.
Come on here.
You're touching my balls.
No, it's
not. And I'm not even a puppet.
It's not my
hand. Fucking freak.
Nope, not me.
We're not.
Wasn't me.
Don't get me a beer, you asshole.
I smoke too much this week.
And get me some weed. And get me a hooker.
All right. I just wanted to test this out and make sure.
Coke!
I'm kicking everyone
Coke
out.
Coke and a hooker!
Because they can't.
I love it!
They can't hear you anyway.
No, I think we should take questions for Ghost Mr. P and Tookie.
Hookers!
Mr. P, you want to take questions?
Yes, I will take questions.
Okay. Was it echoing?
Whatever
yeah,
it question you like have.
When I have it on.
Sounds like shit.
All of it sounds like shit?
Go fuck yourself, fat.
I mean, we can hear you.
Fucking!
I don't know how my microphone sounds, but at least I have a lapel mic.
Munch.
Well, I'm talking right into the mic. It's not. It doesn't. It's not
anything. Yours is okay.
Hey, I'm Carlton. Actually, Carlton.
Hey, sit over here. Sit on this side. Can you move that yachtman? I'll put you on.
For people asking, who is this guy? It's the ghost of Mr. P. That's JT. That's Sean. Now you're muted. I don't know what's going on with them. I invited Rocco on. They sounded, they showed up. They're all scrambling. Now their mic's muted. Baumert is here. I don't know. Oh, Baumert says he's back in Brooklyn. He was here since Thursday. But I guess he left us. We can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Bitch, I'll fuck you up.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
Is there any way to zoom in on Mr. P and Tookie?
Yes. I will take any.
Now they're muted again. I thought this would work better if we were in separate rooms, but it's actually working worse. Doom says, is this content? It's clearly not. It's clearly not content. I don't know if we have any content. What is content?
Yes, I did.
That's what I'm saying.
Discuss.
We've all just been hanging out. We've all just been hanging out all weekend. People have been gambling. People have been winning. People have been losing. People have been drinking. I mean, there was, you know. But that's all we ever said, that we come to AC to hang out and.
Can you get on the other side of the camera so you're not covered by the QR code?
Yeah.
There we go. Yeah, so it's very different, obviously, without Kevin Brennan here to tell us what to do and organize content.
Somebody did this.
Without lanyards, we're pretty lost.
I have. I brought my Kill Kevin lanyard. Did you bring yours?
No.
Where's the stickers?
Shut up, Pete.
Is the ghost Mr. Pete drunk?
Are you drunk?
No.
No.
We kept it that way. When we get a liquor?
I'm normally retarded.
He's actually letting him use Tukey, which I think is brave.
Leo, I'll take the worst ones.
Don't punch him. Were you just punching him?
No.
I thought you were going to be respectful.
I was kissing.
He said he was going to be respectful. He's been good.
Tukey's a little bit of a bully.
I wanted to go over the Chad Keanu stuff today. I don't know if you have any interest in that, or you just want to talk about the race stuff.
I'm more interested in about the race stuff because I haven't seen
Ray's
anything.
Ray's terrible.
All I heard
Ray's
was
terrible.
I feel really bad because apparently people walked out. Like, you walk the room? Is that what they call it?
Yeah, for people who don't know, Ray scheduled shows at a shitty comedy club here in town for this weekend called AC Laughs. He said this is Ray's words. Ray said it's an awful club. He said it's,
I saw a picture and it looked like he was performing in front of a giant whiteboard.
He hit two.
Yeah.
You're an abuser.
I think it's one of these like function spaces in a hotel that they turn into a comedy club.
Okay.
It's not really like made for comedy.
Oh, that's right. I think I saw Tommy Jordan's stream and it's a ballroom or something.
It's the Horizon Ballroom at the Resorts Casino.
Okay.
So it's like, you know, you can rent it out for your corporate event. But if they don't have anything going on, they turn it into a comedy club. They aim some work lights at a wall, and then they put up a little stage. Mm-hmm. So Ray booked a weekend there. I guess Friday night he co-headlined. I heard there were about 25 people there. Last night there were closer to 100 people there.
Okay.
And apparently Ray walked about 80 of the people.
Wait, 80? How do 80 people just get up and walk?
I heard there were like 20 people left by the end.
That's ridiculous. They can't see the puppet on the thing.
I don't give a fuck, bitch.
All right. I think you have to do a show by yourself. This is not working out.
Go fuck yourself!
Just tell Mr. P to go get drunk.
Oh. He said, go get drunk.
Go fuck yourself! Oh my God!
Shut up! I'm number one! I'm number one.
This is ruining my brand.
Yes, it is. You should never have broke ass Timu Mexicans over.
Fine, and all.
Shut up,
JK. Shut up. I'm number one.
Son of a bitch.
All right. Thank you.
Lucy got fat titties.
Those are Mr. P and JT, everyone.
Those are Mr. P, everybody.
Give me those titties, bitch.
Get out of here.
I'm going to hell, and you're all coming with me.
All right.
I love him.
I'm
sorry I ruined your show.
I'm going to jump off. Oh, no. No, you didn't ruin it.
Let's go get drunk.
Ruin everything. No.
I don't care. It definitely.
Hey, we're going to get drunk down there in the casino. All you put in income, you can go fuck yourself. I probably had sex with your mother when she was in high school and being a whore. But she's still a whore now in her 50s and 60s. Of course, I'm a whore too. But what are you going to do?
That's I'm 46. Life. I like Jimmy B. Mom's in her 50s and 60s.
Get the fuck out of here. Stop telling my name. I'm going to put the sticker right in your
face. Ghost Miss P, everybody.
Here's your stickers, bitch.
Come on, old man.
Yeah, he's very excited. Show the camera your stickers. Yeah. Over there.
Yeah. That's a dude. That's a guy pretending to be a woman.
Stop it.
Yeah. 4 billion years of biology.
Zoom in on that one. We don't need to see six.
Stupid ass can't figure it out.
All right, goodbye. All right,
come on, fuck yourself. Come here.
Why are you smoking menthols like a smoker?
I thought they're crushes. They could be menthols. They're transitional cigarettes.
Yeah, you're going to jail.
They could be regular or menthol. All right. Go downstairs because I ruined everything.
Oh, a knife.
Melton hates me right now.
He's got a knife.
No, I don't.
Okay.
Hey, he's got another, bud. Let's go.
The audience hates it, but I love it.
Look at that guy. Now he's hugging everybody. I'll see you downstairs.
Fat whale.
I'll catch you, you
big. He's calling you a fat whale.
I'm fat, but I'm short. You're fat.
I'm fat, but I'm short. Is that
you're fat and tall?
I don't think that's the flex. You think it is?
I was not handsome, so that means I am.
I'm
better looking than mommy.
I'm better looking than mommy. All right.
People in the chat are saying, imagine calling yourself a professional and filming this. I've never called myself a professional.
I sprung this on Melton too because I saw everyone downstairs. And I wanted to test.
Steel Toe claims to be a pro. I'm an amateur. We do a shitty show. But I didn't know all that was happening. So
yeah, so I apologize. Everybody's been day drinking, so I've even done some day drinking. Obviously,
so Ray shows up after a show. So he does a show last night. Basically, Ray couldn't focus.
Should we talk about Ray the first night? Because we saw Ray in the poker room.
Yeah.
Ray did his show on Friday night, and nobody from our group went. Everyone was pretty much waiting for Saturday, and we were playing poker, and it was probably around, I don't know, 11, and I saw a dabbler I recognized, and there was someone with him, and I immediately went, oh, shit, it's Ray. But it was a better-looking version of Ray. I was like, that guy's kind of handsome.
The guy looked like if Ray didn't have a dash of Down syndrome.
Yeah.
And wasn't like all aloof like Ray normally is. He was handsome. The haircut was on point, which was off for Ray.
That's what made everything, the haircut. Ray got an incredible haircut. And I don't know what he was wearing, but it had a hood. And you said it best. He looked like a 1940s like bomber pilot.
Yes. He had like a leather like fighter pilot jacket on. He looked handsome, for lack of a better word.
He looked like Josh Hartnett in Pearl Harbor.
Right.
Like from far away. Because he was like about, I don't know, 30 yards away from us. So, but we immediately went, holy shit, it's Ray. And he looks great.
It's the most put together. It's like when you look at old pictures of your grandfather.
Yes, exactly.
Like the haircut was there. He was handsome. But it looked old-timey, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like, again, like if you were looking at, like, a picture of your grandfather.
Right. Well, Ray has, like, a very old-fashioned-y kind of look to him. That's what, you know, with his chin. Is, yeah. No, he does. He does look like one of my grandfathers when he was younger.
People are surprised that you've seen Pearl Harbor.
I did see Pearl Harbor. I don't know why. I don't know why, but I did see Pearl Harbor once.
So Ray comes over. It is Ray. We're shocked by how put together he looks.
Right. And
he would do well dating right now if he could get a date, but if he could keep his mouth shut the whole time.
Right. Yeah. He should just pretend he's like mute. Like he can't talk.
The minute he starts talking, it becomes all
right. It was like, these guys hate me. These guys hate me. I was like, we don't hate you. Like what? Like hi, Ray. I gave him a big hug. I was like, how was the show? He's like,
Noga in the chat is saying two grown men that are impressed by Ray. It's like because it was so un-Ray.
Yes, it was, and he didn't even. He didn't seem all that nervous. He seemed like, you know, the show was whatever it was. I think even he said there was maybe 20 people there or something that first night.
25, I heard. But, yeah, 25. So around that. So I guess most people were waiting to go tonight or Saturday night because Ray was headlining. Friday night he was co-headlining.
Right.
So everyone came out, including T.O. Hank was here. I don't know who went to the show. Carl didn't go. I didn't go. You didn't go.
No, none of us. I felt bad. Like, the fact that we're literally a five-minute Uber ride to where Ray was performing, and, like, we flew from across the country, and we would rather...
The way I look at it is, like, I was already losing money at the poker table. I can't imagine losing money by buying a ticket to Ray and having to watch Ray.
Sure. Yeah, so we all stayed. Carl actually was going to go at one point, up until, like... an hour or so before. And then, yeah, he didn't go.
Carl has spent the entire time nerding out over Topanga and her husband. Topanga from Boy Meets World is here for the Dancing with the Stars event. And I guess her husband listens to WATP.
Yeah, so her husband's a dabbler.
Yeah, so Carl's been hanging out with Topanga's husband. Imagine hanging out with Topanga's husband.
Hello, Mr. Topanga. It's nice to meet you. It's a pleasure, sir. Yeah, but that was cool. That was cool that we found that out. Also, we played cards with someone who has been to Stuttering John's Manhattan apartment in 1997. He's
for one of his buddies. For a party?
Yeah, for a Halloween party. So people have to ask John about his 1997 Halloween party. He said it was in John's penthouse apartment in Manhattan. So we thought it was the house he got after the boxing match with Cabby. But if this was 97, that doesn't match up. And because
he's John, not in the Dabbleverse. Like, he's not aware of the Dabbleverse, but he also knows that John is currently a giant loser.
Yes, yes. And we filled him in with more information of what a loser John is.
Also, we were on the escalator, and Rocco was wearing his "Hello, my name is Gino Bisconte" shirt.
Yeah.
And some guy just said to Rocco, "Hey, where'd you get that shirt?" And Rocco said, "I made it." "Why, do you know Gino Bisconte?" And the guy was like, "Yeah, I've known him for a long time. I used to know him because Gino's from around here, I guess."
Yeah, like, I think Gino grew up in, like, Wilmington. I think it's just, like, west of Atlantic City. It's, like, all farm shit land. It's shitville. So
this guy's name was Jeff Larson.
Sorry, let's Jeff. It. Let's dox it.
Well, in case Gino tries to say this isn't true.
But he owes me $33,000. Tell Gino he owes me $33,000.
Nobody said anything to him about Gino or, like, the Dabbleverse or anything like that. Mm-hmm. And this guy out of nowhere just says, "Yeah, I knew him before he went crazy or before he went insane."
Yeah, yeah, he did. Yeah, we didn't say anything. We were just like, "Oh, that's awesome. You know Gino and stuff." And he just pulled that out. And he went to go play poker. And then we got a table and I passed him and he got up and he was like, Hey man, I want to apologize." And I was like, "For what?" He was like, "I didn't mean anything by, you know, Gino being insane." I was like, "Oh, no. You're absolutely right. And everything has been documented." Like, we, you know.
That's why I wanted to bring this up, because it's odd that we met two people who are familiar with people in the Dabbleverse and also know the current state of those people without being plugged into the Dabbleverse.
Well, no,
this guy knew that Gino had gone insane, and the other guy knew that Stuttering John was now a complete loser doing nothing. Without the Dabbleverse.
That's weird, though, because when he came to apologize, he was saying, "I didn't mean anything by Gino being insane." He's like, I hope everything's going well. He's like, "I don't really know what's going on with him now." He's like, and I was like, "Oh, he's still," I think he even, he's still insane. And he was like, "You know, how's the comedy thing going?" or something like that. And I was like, "Well, you know, he's being talked about." So
you didn't say him and his wife are currently on tour all over the country?
No, I didn't. Oh. I forgot about that. You're right.
You didn't plug his dates and tell about his consulting business?
No. But yeah, it was weird because, yeah, I'm wondering how he knew about Gino going insane, but then he was like, "Yeah, how's his comedy?"
Gino's been insane for 6 years because of COVID.
Yeah, I guess so.
So, like, you're...
I told you, Carl was a fake. Joe no soy losa. Two hunchback fuck. Hey, and Rocco, you piece of shit. Where's the puppet? Bring me the fucking puppet.
Rocco was going to do a show last night. It didn't happen, but I think he's planning to do it tonight after the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think we'll do like a Super Bowl after show. And
are you going to give away what it is? Or are you going to give?
Well,
away
yeah, because it's already been given away. The little KB puppet is here, and we'll do KB and AC since the real KB didn't come, and I'm sure KB will snipe.
We're going to do an MLC podcast tonight after the Super Bowl. With just yeah. little KB.
With little KB and
drunk.
I've been drinking a little bit. That's what I said. We do like a little day drinking. It's nice. I don't know. Once every 4 years, I'll have some beers.
So back to the Ray show. I guess Ray wasn't able to focus. Like he came out and within the first couple of minutes, he just started talking. Basically the same thing as Hackamania. He couldn't do his material, and he just had to, like, talk about all the Dabbleverse people that were there. He was saying, like, his haters were there. He started explaining his podcast and how everybody makes fun of him and how all the big haters were there to make fun of him. So all the people who bought a ticket to a comedy show did not get a comedy show at Ray's show.
Right. Did you do you have the beginning? Do you have his set or just the last part? Do you have the beginning?
So we met up with Ray later at the bar, and we were offering him $350. He paid a woman to videotape this set. There's a video of this whole set. Ray paid to have this recorded by a woman.
Like, and that's why I wanted to know. That's why I wanted to know if you had the whole set, because I heard from a spy report.
Well, mommy said that she recorded it.
Okay, so right before Ray went on, they didn't do this for any other act. They said, please, no video recording, okay, for Ray's performance. I don't know if they said for Ray's performance, but whatever it was, before Ray went on, they said, no one video record. Ray comes out, and there's a woman in the front row with her phone video recording Ray. And Ray goes, Hey, didn't you hear they can't video record? And she goes, I'm recording for Ray. And Ray goes, I'm Ray. Oh. Like, so that's the person who Ray got to record him, who was the other comedian's ex-wife.
And forgot that he got her.
Yes.
But also, from what I understand, he paid her to do this. And she's doing it on her phone with her hands.
I think it was her phone, because from who I was told by... It was a woman in the front row, and she like kind of stood up, I guess, to get a better angle. And Ray was like, well, did you hear? You can't video record. And she's like, no, I'm recording for Ray. And he's like, I'm Ray. Oh, I wanted to see that. So I don't, if anyone has that, that sounds hilarious to me.
So I come to the bar after we're done playing poker. Ray's hanging out. Everybody's there.
Poor Ray.
And Ray tells me that
before this, we were getting texts and messages from people. Yeah, like EFS was like, holy shit, you guys missed it. This is like the worst thing I've ever seen. And we're just going, what the fuck is going on?
By all reports, it was a tremendously horrible stand-up set.
Right. Like insanely bad. Like the worst they've ever seen. And that's why I feel horrible.
Guys like EFS, like, don't exaggerate a lot. Mm-hmm. And don't come with that hyperbole often. So he's saying, like, it's the worst thing he's ever seen.
Yeah. Our people walked out. Like, his friends walked out. Like, dabblers walked out during his thing. Like, it's horrible.
So, hold on, let me make sure this isn't doing this.
So Ray gets back, and I immediately notice Ray looks nothing like the night before. He's got his giant baseball cap. He's got like a graphic tee and like
gold chain.
Right. He looks like, you know,
regular Ray.
And I was like, why didn't he dress like the night before tonight when he was headlining? Like, I'm telling you, Friday Ray was a like when Urkel was Stefan. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't get it. Having all these people here got in his head immediately.
Hold on, there's comments, and we have Asian Ray DeVito checking in.
Oh my God, no. Eric Brody in the drab brow, burstish, big stew, pit rass roll. You crumb to my shrow, true. Marik me, rook, rick, roo, russ. I have fun, re, jokey, but no one raff, fucked up.
It's a little off.
Chad went live for 10 mins at gyms, got no money, knew you were on. And my premiere had more live viewers, so he left. Hope all in AC are having a blast. Put this $5 on black, hooker, or roulette.
Yeah, black so hooker. Live for 10 minutes?
Really? When? Right before apparently, you?
Apparently, like, while we've been live.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I don't know.
Rest in peace, Ava Hrisia.
Rest in peace, Ava.
Prediction, this pretend AC event will be done after this year. There is nothing going on, and it's a waste of everyone's time. Without me, Kevin, Gino, Levy, or Stuttering John, there's no content. It's a circle jerk for grifters pandering to the high rollers.
No one's pandering to high rollers, and we tell people not to come to this unless you like want to gamble or just drink and hang out. Like, there's no event.
No, there's nothing.
Every
there's
other
no event.
Idiot tries to make this an event. They're the grifters. Chad's the grifter. Kevin's the grifter. Ray is the grifter. They're the ones who try to make events for people to go to and buy tickets to. This is a hangout. It's just a get together of friends.
It's like
so
for people
to come, but you don't have to.
Yeah, and also like people who can't come to Vegas and they still want to hang out and get that kind of vibe and stuff. I guess we and there, but there's no event. There's no show. We barely see people a lot of the time because we're playing poker and, you know.
Wanted to come to just hang out. It's been great. Shmuel is here. Riles is here. Gina Marie is here. I met Natalie McClendon for the first time. She's lovely. I met her husband. Balmer came. Just Jewel came. There's a lot of, like, chatters who just come to hang out because they live in the, close to the area. And they understand there's not an event. There's not anything going on.
Right.
But all the other guys, it's Chad and Ray and Kevin who try to make these events with tickets. This isn't an event we put on to try to get money out of people or.
Right. That's the thing. Ray made this weekend an obligation for some people. None of us want to leave the casino. If Ray was doing the show, we were talking about that too. We were like, if Ray was doing it on the fourth floor of the Borgata, we still probably wouldn't have gone, but at least it would have been easier to not have to leave the casino. Like, that's the thing. Like, they think, like, oh, everyone's going to be over here. Let's do something. And well, but and no one wants to do that.
The night before, like, guilting people into coming to this thing. And it cost $35 for tickets, I guess. And he didn't even do a show. He can't even focus to do a stand-up.
I'm so curious. Like, I haven't heard. I heard Mommy on one of the shows last night. I think Doom.
I watched the part of the clip.
Yeah. And also there was a Tommy Jordan thing. Tommy Jordan approached Ray and Ray did not look happy. Okay. I don't know what that was about though.
Well, I want to talk about what happened at the, let me get through these real quick. Just, cause this is the grift, the one we care about. Brian Landon, what's the deal with Mr. P? Is he a DeVito or what? You know, Mr. P is a vet. I think he's got a lot of,
he's seen shit.
Trauma.
Yeah.
Please get this old man away from me. He smells like mildew and flat beer, and he tried to do unnatural things with Tookie's mouth hole. Send help. Tookie's in danger.
I, too, am normally retarded.
Yes. Like Ray. Ghost Crusader, so Tommy Jordan is mentally ill. Tommy Jordan's completely normal.
Yeah. It's we don't want to blow his
game. He goes into this Spurg act. It's totally an act. It's so annoying when he starts doing it. Everybody walks away from him.
He's the nicest guy.
He's capable of being fully normal.
Okay, I don't think the
also
entire...
Also, very fat, too.
No, he's not very fat. He's just... He's husky. He's the definition of husky. He didn't do what DG did. I don't know if you know DG. DG was a guy who was talking to John for a while, and we all thought... DG was a regular looking guy and he was like massively huge when we saw a picture of him. Tommy's not that bad, but he's just like husky. And Tommy I didn't Jordan get was, that impression.
Tommy Jordan was completely normal the first night. No character, no anything, just hanging out, talking like normal. And then the second night when he was streaming, he turned into an asshole. He's not that at all. He's a pretty normal.
Well, he could turn it on and turn it off, I guess. But I think there is still,
Jersey or the bodies, Ray. Bring the girls home, Ray. It rubs the lotion on the skin, or it gets the hose again. Stop buying trannies. Drinks at the bar, Ray. Love you more than a friend.
Say, what were you saying about Tommy?
I don't know. Like, I know he can turn it on and off, but I think there's still a level of mental retardation there, a little bit.
Yeah, I didn't say he was brilliant.
Thank you.
Rev Fugly, since John is a pussy, can we refocus on a Rocco versus Karmic dance-off? Real men settle the score on the dance floor.
Whatever your challenges are, I'll do it. I'll challenge you to a dance-off, Karmic, at Hackamania, pussy boy.
PL reminding me the things you do for a Netgear connection sauce. Yes, hotel Wi-Fi is not great. This definitely is over Wi-Fi, and it's not great.
It's garbage.
Mike Cutts, Chad was awesome last night. So it sounds like Chad did way better than Ray last night, if this is a true report.
Yeah, I didn't hear anything about Chad's show, but I heard many reviews of Ray's show. Just the texts were pouring in, like, you guys missed it. I don't think I would have wanted to be there. That sounds incredibly uncomfortable. I like Ray.
We walked over to the bar, and Ray's over there. And I'm talking to Ray, and he looks all disheveled, and he knows he didn't have a good set. He's kind of like down. And I was talking to him about this comedy club and stuff, and he's like, he revealed to me, Spy Report, that he got paid $350 for the two nights. You know, people don't believe me about how little comics make. This is a headliner and a co-headliner. He made $350 and he kept reminding me, and a hotel room.
See, but we were talking about that at the poker table. I was like, how much do you think Ray made this weekend? Because I thought it was like $300 for the weekend, and you thought $300 for Saturday, $150 for the night before.
Yeah, it's even less than that. It's a shitty club. So he made $350 for the weekend. I knew he told me that he had paid this woman to record. So again, he paid this chick to record him on a phone, and who knows how much he paid her for that. So I go, Ray, I want the recording. And you know, I know six dabblers probably recorded with their phones. I want the video recording. I want to see this. And then Ray starts doing this. You're not going to play it on your show, right? Of course. I'm going to play it on my show.
I'm going to show my family at Christmas.
And then he's like, all right, well, don't play the whole thing now. And I'm like, yeah, we're going to play the whole thing. All right, but you're not going to like pause it and make fun of it, right? No, we're going to present it. Like, what are you trying to sell this thing to Netflix?
I got to see. I need to see the beginning. My spy told me the beginning. I was dying.
So we were working on negotiations, and people kept coming interrupting it last night. But I think we got it. I think he's going to give it to us for $350, which is what he made for the weekend. So we're doubling his pay. You know, you were going to kick in. EFS is going to kick in. People want to see this thing. We want to see the video. He's like, why do you want video, not audio? And I'm like, because we do a video show. We want to see you squirm.
But so no one's leaked the entire set yet?
Like, I don't think anyone has.
Do we really need to pay for this at this point?
I'll pay for it.
Okay.
So I hope to reach out to Ray and negotiate this and have it when I get back to Vegas to go over the whole set. But I guess Mommy, she was saying on that clip that I watched, that she recorded the whole thing. All these people who pretend to be Ray's friends, by the way, because Mommy's over there doing this thing like, I'm done with Ray. I was on his side and I was going to support him, but he didn't get back to us with comedy. It's like, this fake bitch.
You were telling me. I should have listened.
She's rolling tape on it. She's sitting there rolling tape on him. No, nobody's your friend, Ray. She didn't break. Don't let her pull this shit on you. Where it's like, I was your real friend, but you didn't. You were selling posters, so you're taking advantage of the Dabbleverse. You didn't do your comedy act, so you're taking advantage of the Dabbleverse. Bitch, you're sitting there rolling tape on him. You're not his friend.
Yeah, I
like all these people who pretend to be Ray's friend because they're helping him. It's like you trying to pretend to be Chad's friend. You said,
"Shut up! You're just jealous."
I got your back, Chad.
You're jealous of what Chad and I have. You'll never have what Chad and I have.
So anyway, I'll let it continue just because they're dumb enough to keep buying it. But these people are not your friends, no matter what you think. And so she put up, I don't know why, she only put up 5 minutes of the audio from the show. And this is the last 5 minutes, not the, you say the first 5 minutes or what?
Yeah, my spy told me him coming out. It was immediately when he came out because he know, because the woman was right in front and she was filming him. And he was like, oh, you can't film me. And it's angry.
I haven't listened to this, but if she put up the last 5 minutes, this must be decent, right? There must be something in here she wants over here.
I did talk to Ray, and I was like, I heard it didn't go very well. And he's like, he's like, the first 20 minutes were horrible, and then but the last 20 minutes were okay. I was like, what about the middle 20 minutes or whatever, you know, what happened there? Well, how long did Ray do?
This is the last 5 minutes. And they've just put some, this is a pest clip. He just put some video array over it. This is not the video.
I was going to say.
But this will just help us get a visual while we hear the audio. So this is the last 5 minutes of the set last night. I have not heard this. Have you?
No. I haven't heard anything from a set at all.
Okay. Here we go.
Scars on his face to let me know I'm not the only one that's had to deal with actor. I can't deal with it too. Like, that was supposed to magically
right away. I just hear crowd talking over it.
Yeah, I don't even know what he said.
It's like, dude, I'm self conscious about going to school tomorrow because of my acting. Now, anyone now is going to scar me in the next 50 years.
That's usually a good sign when everyone in the crowd is talking, though, right?
From what I understand, the ghost of Mr. P, who you all just met, did not shut up the entire time.
That shocks me. He's usually
so well behaved.
Suicide. Are you sure it's a medication? Because it could be these pep talks. These pep talks. And that's pretty true. He doesn't have a girlfriend.
I really don't. Chad.
Yeah, just wrap it up for your birthday. All right. I like to have one leg in the air. And she's like, all right, I got it. Here's my last. Comedy shows me off. We're not this one. This is how you want to go. You want to fucking be like this one. That's the fucking. Yeah. Who enjoyed it? A round of applause.
This is my last joke. Who likes comedy shows?
Well, the other thing I heard was like a lot of his like, I guess, newer jokes are just like setups, and then there's nothing. It's just a setup, and then the next like setup. Like there was something about like baseball cards where the punchline is like, I hope she doesn't look at my 5 Ken Griffey Juniors or something like that. Like I just heard like, he's not even like telling jokes. Like, I don't even know what he said there, obviously, because people were talking in the crowd too. But
I, as a person who used to do stand up and now I'm just one of you regulars, civilians, I can't imagine like you want a night out and you went to a comedy club and you spent $70 on tickets, $70 on drinks, gas. It's fucking 8 degrees outside. You brave the weather, and you get there, and it's this.
There was some couple who was there. I think it was their anniversary, and they were pretty. They walked out, and they were pretty pissed off. I heard, and they didn't know anything. They didn't know Ray or anything. They were just looking to go to a comedy club, and that's it, because. I think a couple of dabblers talk to these people, and they're like, "Yeah, our friend is headlining," and they saw them, I guess, in the lobby or something after, and they were like, "Hey, what'd you think?" And they're like, "Your friend sucks."
I don't think he's a bad dude. You can delete this. Maybe I'll hit this. Yeah. Send it to Steel Hank.
There you go.
Comedy shows me out. We're not this one. Here's the deal. The most awkward comedy show I ever did is we do these corporate shows. And they pay well, but there's a lot of rules we need to do. We've got to be clean, politically correct. So I show up at the fiber optics company. I asked a little lady who hired me, any rules, anything to say or not? She goes, "No, you can just do your jokes. But if you can you please say the C word?" That was she asked me to say a clean show. Make sure I say the C word.
This C word, Joe, if I remember correctly, it's Christmas, right? This is a joke he's talked about 4 or 5 years ago.
I got this one, Tio. I was. That's what she asked me to say. And I go, say the C word. I'm like, "All right, you know what? If you're paying the money, I'll say it 5 times in the first 10 minutes. She grabbed my arm and goes, "That would be great because we got a lot of Catholics. And they'll love it." That's very confusing, right? So now I have to ask, "Well, hey, by the way, what is the C word you're talking about?" And she says, "Christmas." I'm glad that I asked, right? Because there's a whole, yeah, there's another C word out there floating around. Anyone who thinks we're at Christmas is too edgy. Probably not ready for the real C word. But I'm like, she's an adult, I'm an adult, so I told her the C word I thought she meant. But in her innocent little world, there's no other C word besides Christmas. I'm like, "Come on, you know." I told her what it meant, what it's derogatory for. She was appalled. I expected to get fired. I did not. I wanted to do this to prove my own point. Why did I walk out in front of 100 people expecting a squeaky clean show? Just go, "Hey, Merry Christmas, you cunts." Like, whoa, is that weird for everyone else? Well, hang on, let me pick up Anna because she insists that I say that 4 more times. That's it. That's it for me. All right, my name is Chance.
Ugh.
Ugh. That's his closer. Your closer is supposed to be your strongest joke.
Yeah, I know.
Also, I don't think this story happened. Nobody calls Christmas the C word.
It's not that funny, though. Even if it was, it's just like, oh, yeah, I guess I could. Yeah, I don't get it. I don't even really understand the joke.
Somehow it's not over. Is there a phone ringing?
I guess so. I guess someone, I've been doxxed. Pick it up. Who is it?
Tookie's room.
No one? Just unplug the thing in the back. Yeah.
To see a comedian, but tonight we can because you're the only ones left in the fucking room. Oh, give it up for Ray DeVito. Let him hear it in the city. Ray! Oh, listen, I had a good time tonight.
You
had a good time. Let me hear it.
No, you didn't.
Do you guys have a good time tonight?
No. No one had a good time. Why does Ray continue to do this? Like, Ray must be the biggest sub in the world. Like, he just loves punishment. Like, oh, man. Like the anxiety, and like now I know why he has anxiety. Like he's got to wait all day
to do that.
To do that, right? Like, fuck, right? Like,
then
I get
you go
it.
Back to your hotel room alone, and you're sitting there with your thoughts,
right? And I don't know. I only saw him for maybe an hour last night. I don't know where he disappeared to, because Ray wasn't staying here. He was staying, I guess, at resorts.
Right. He's got to go back to his free room.
Oh, there's also a theory that Ray walked to the Borgata Friday night in the cold and that's walked
the
back.
The sorcerer thinks that. Nobody else thinks that.
But no, one of my spies. What's funny is because the source, because before the sorcerer told us that, one of my spies said, "I don't know where Ray went, but he walked that way, and we were outside, and he pointed towards the freeway." And where would Ray just walk off to?
If he's walking in this weather for 25, 30 minutes.
Yeah.
To save $15 on an Uber.
But Ray said he got dropped off by the club. So I don't know.
Which,
remember?
Which lends credibility to your thing, because it's like, that the club's not going to come pick him up. That was probably just the owner on the way home.
We have to find out. We have to find out how Ray got home Friday night. I don't know. There, those were the spy reports.
Send him the link?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I wonder if Ray's here.
Oh, he's probably gone. He's probably left. Checkout time. He's probably walking home.
You're an asshole.
He would have a car, though, right? He would have a car because he drives everywhere.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, he had a car.
But he doesn't want to pay parking at the resorts.
And here.
Because it'd be $15 to park here.
Yeah, he had to park at Borgata and then pay to park again at resorts. Both places.
He probably gets validated over there. I mean, not in the show, but for the parking.
All right.
So this is Tommy Jordan approaching him on his live stream.
Was it in again? So, yo, Ray DeVito. Not you. I'm talking to you, man. Send me the info, and I'll let you know if I decide to stick around.
Okay, cool, cool. Thanks.
Tommy,
look
who I got. Ray DeVito in the flesh, man.
What's up, man?
Ray looks...
Right, this is Cancer Kid Ray in this photo. That's what I'm saying. This was not the Ray we saw Friday. And I know that's so hard to believe, but it's insane how different he looked.
By the way, I wonder if he has, I wonder if I can, I think in his jacket, because all night long he was carrying around a box of Topps baseball cards. Did you see this?
No, yeah. I didn't see this at all. I saw Ray for a total of maybe 5 minutes.
All night long he was carrying around a box of Topps baseball cards. I think he has it stuffed in his hoodie. But
are they open?
It's like, dude, you made $350 this weekend. You spent more than that in gas to drive from Ohio, by the way. What the fuck is going on? What is his career?
Check it out. I'm going to put these in the spokes of my bicycle. They make a really cool noise. People, you know, they think, you know, you're going really fast.
Labyrinth Mystic said he brought him in for show and tell, but he doesn't understand that he doesn't understand why nobody else brought anything.
I did not hear or see Ray with.
Oh yeah, when we were negotiating with him for the video, he just was holding on, just gripping this, you know, crumpled box of, like, the box that the packs come in. You know what I mean? Like,
right. Yeah, you get a box. That's insane. No, I didn't see that.
How you doing? Good. Look at you. You combed your hair.
I did.
Why?
Look at you. You combed your hair. Burned. You've been DeVito'd.
But that's weird because the night before we were all bragging about or complimenting Ray about his haircut and everything. So now I guess
he didn't have a hat on.
Yeah, he didn't have a hat. But I'm saying, I guess that's, you know, Ray just figures, oh, people complimented me on my hair yesterday. I'll compliment Tommy on his hair today.
Can you guys please tell Tommy not to stream in portrait mode next time so we can actually see stuff? You can't help people who do that. Like, if you don't know to make it widescreen, I don't know. I don't know why people do it.
Isn't there something with YouTube Live, though? Like, if you do it from the YouTube app. You can, JT's giving me a thumbs up. If you do it just from the YouTube app, you have to do it that way. But if you go through StreamYard and do it, you could do it in landscape mode.
What if you do it? What if you just hold the camera sideways? What do I
have? I think it'll. I don't think it works. I don't think it'll let you. Is what I think it tells you to turn. I don't know. JT was giving it.
Shocks you if you try to turn it sideways?
No, it just won't change.
Yeah, but what if it doesn't matter if everyone else turns their phone? Like, what? It's okay if the text is sideways.
I don't know. I don't know. I know that. I just know there's something weird with the YouTube app.
I was at that comedy club, man. You told them on the podcast that I was podcasting.
What are you talking about? Tonight?
No, the other. I'm talking about 3 months and 2 days ago. I remember like it was yesterday. I was walking downstairs and this guy goes, my friends are watching you podcasting. And you're the only one.
This is right after his show. He is so beat down.
Right, yeah, and he is just like annoyed, super annoyed. You can tell that Tommy is there, but what is Tommy even asking him about? Something that happened 3 months ago.
Why'd you sell me out when I was at that comedy club?
Oh, okay, gotcha.
You told him on the podcast.
Look at Ray.
Ray.
That I was podcasting.
Talking about tonight?
No, the other. I'm talking about 3 months and 2 days ago. I remember like it was yesterday. I was walking downstairs and this guy goes, my friends are watching you podcasting. And you're the only one that was at the stand that knew him.
What did I tell you then?
It wasn't you.
You go outside if you're going to do a string. And I went outside and strength with you. I had no idea you went back in there first. Well, I told you. You can't do that. I didn't know. I was on Danny's podcast. You know.
I told you you can't do that, but I don't know. Well, maybe don't pipe up.
Oh, poor Ray. Imagine doing like horribly at your job. And you know how, like, I assume Ray's like waiting to get paid or something. Like, why is Ray even just hanging out by himself in an empty, like, there's no one there. It's just the two of them.
Then wait here. I'll go here, check, and then just left.
Right. The manager's like, let me go get some ones so I could pay you. And, but like, I can't, like, what is that feeling like when you're getting paid for a show and you have a disaster like Ray did? Like, I can't imagine. Well,
now we got a box.
I'll just play it, bro.
No,
how you doing?
We're going to go.
Borgata? Okay. That's why I'll head back. I missed your show. Game Hawk.
All
right. So they had to give him a ride, right? Somebody gave Ray a ride.
I think last night he got a ride. I was talking about Friday night. Friday night, the rumor was Ray walked.
Ray parked in the free parking lot, but he didn't want anybody to see his shitty car, I think, was what happened.
Okay. All right. JT's confirming that Ray actually did drive. It was just that he was parking in the free parking lot. It's actually for the employees or something. And
no, that parking lot out by the poker room where everybody down the stairs is free, I think.
Oh, it is free? Like if you just come? I thought it was like an employee parking lot or something.
No. Sorry, we've been smoking this weekend and it's
great.
Not been good for any of us.
It's great. It's been great.
Can you do it again for me?
The Horizon Ballroom. So that's the club. Look at this.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I knew it said ballroom.
You can kind of see, like you said, it's like projector screens.
Yeah, okay, those are projector screens. I don't know. The photo I saw, it looked like Ray was standing in front of a giant whiteboard.
It's not like a purpose-built comedy club. It's like a function space,
right.
Ballroom, convention center.
But then you have this disaster. You're in the lobby. You're waiting to get paid or whatever. And now Tommy Jordan's there just screaming shit. Like,
and nobody else. Not one other fan.
It's just the two of them. I don't know why Ray keeps doing this.
Look at Ray looking back in like he said he was getting that check.
Right.
Is the kitchen closed? Is it too late to order another course?
Can I still get chicken fingers?
Come on, we got 74 people watching. Come on. There's not even 74 seats of this.
We got 74 people watching. There's not even 74 seats.
Tommy's funny, man.
More than...
Oh, we're going to see the club.
I missed it.
The tables are spread out, too.
Yeah, and there's a lot of them.
I missed it. At least I saw it right. Hold on. Spireport, Spireport. Camera off. Camera's full.
Okay. So, pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, that was the talk of the weekend. By far, was Ray's performance last night.
Yeah, not much was happening until that popped off.
Let Chad go to Atlantic City. I need my coffee.
But it's like you said, the most entertaining things are always when these guys try to make this an event. Like, that's always the best thing to talk about.
It's a good question from James Bauman. Rocco, how jealous is Melton now that me and Tio Hank are best friends?
100%. I think he's jealous that me and you are best friends, Balmer.
Did Balmer and Riles hang out? That's what I want to know.
I did. Yeah, I saw them. I got them together at one point because they kept missing each other. But yeah, Riles is here and they were hanging out.
$100 from KJ. Thank you very much, KJ. This will go straight to the poker table. Every time I see Ray DeVito, he looks startled by life.
You guys are here? People just kept telling me how anxious Ray seemed and just, like, uncomfortable both nights.
Rev Fugly, did Ray play poker with you guys and smoke candy cigarettes at the table like a big boy? I think Ray and Chad couldn't figure out poker.
No. Never. But
it's above their pay grade.
They have no business playing poker.
Diablo Sandwich, Ray should be wearing a hat with an L, not a W. He had the W hat.
I'm telling you, Ray should not be wearing a hat.
He's got a great haircut right now.
He does.
Johnny Rockwell, did you sew up your split skinny jeans, Uncle Pat? I did see that. Thank you to JT, who's clearly just taking pictures of me with my split jeans in the hotel room.
Is that who took that picture?
I wonder.
You took the picture of Melton? No, he didn't take the picture of you. Wasn't that from Carl's picture?
Carl took the picture.
Yeah. Carl did like a girl picture, like, hey, we're in AC, bitches. And yeah, I was in the picture.
A different one where they, I don't know if it's AI.
But that's AI.
Yeah.
It's got to be AI.
They split my pant. I have no underwear on my ass. It's just bare, split, in pants.
No, well, that's what...
And then I just did a podcast with you guys with my split open pants.
You did. You did. I was there. I saw it. I'm getting a note. I'm getting a spy report. Spy report. Spy report. Another funny moment during Ray's set toward the end, after another failed joke, Ray pulled a napkin out on stage that had his jokes written on it. And he was looking through them.
A napkin or paper?
Definitely a napkin. Very reliable source. Spy report.
Labyrinth Mystic, Ray needs flashcards to know people were not happy. We can write it on a napkin.
That's true. Like, wouldn't an autism or an autistic person who can't recognize people's like facial expressions be a relatively good comic? He'd probably deal with it.
Copyright strike from Ray Tord coming. I hope we can get the video. I hope we can get the video of the set.
I just want the beginning.
He's stupid if he won't sell us that for what he made for the weekend.
Yeah, like, no shit.
Why not?
Yeah.
He said I did all old jokes, but it's like,
well, why?
Him and Chad do this thing where they go like, I knew Dabbleverse people were coming, so I did all old material. Why?
Yeah, why? Isn't that when you'd want to do new material? Because that was a big reason I didn't want to go to Ray's show either, was we've heard his stand-up a million times.
That Christmas joke is I remember him and Kevin Brennan talking about that Christmas C word joke.
Yeah, Balmer just kept telling me no punchlines. Like, he has no punchlines.
Cash, did you guys win off of my hot slot tips?
Hot slot tips with merch.
People have been hitting slots. They've been hitting bubble craps. People have been doing good.
Yeah, I think I'm down 1,300 for the weekend. It's not going well. JT keeps beating me in poker.
JT was beating you in poker. JT won $211 on a 60-cent slot pull. That's pretty impressive.
Well, also we've had like two people in our group hit high hand jackpots. Hagen hit a high hand jackpot. JT hit a high. Was it JT, right?
Yeah, JT did. Yeah,
high hand.
Yeah.
So that's pretty good. Like that, some of our people are hitting like bonuses. But yeah, I had a really bad day Friday. Yesterday, I got down like 550 and got it all back, which felt like a win, even though it was really breaking even. But yeah, they do these bomb pots here that just you can lose your whole stack. Friday, I lost $400 flopping a flush, and two other people flopped a flush. And they do these double board bomb pots, so you don't know which board people are betting on. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, everybody was betting on the same flush board I was betting on, and the three of us had it. But I'm not folding a queen high flush that I flopped. It was a $1,400 pot. I'm putting 400 in. Like, it's going in.
Right.
So you'll get me every time. You're doing all right, right? You're even? Or?
Yeah, I'm like down $150 at this point. Like,
oh, we went to a craps table, and within four rolls, we both wiped out like $300-$400 or something.
Yeah, that was horrible.
It was the worst craps table ever.
Bubble craps has been treating some of us well, though. I won money back on bubble craps. It's been, but it's just been fun hanging out. And I guess, do you care about the Super Bowl? Are you betting on the Super Bowl?
I know
you don't care.
Don't read this too late, but send a mod to the Onion in a low page. What does that mean?
I don't know.
I don't know what that means. Send me an email, Patrick at nobodylikesonions.com, if there's something going on. So are you saying we have no mods in the chat? I don't know what the Onion NLO page is.
This, I don't know.
Sorcerer, JT and I made money with Tio. Yeah, Tio is the bubble craps whisperer, apparently.
Oh, Sorcerer, what happened to you? Did you go? We have to find out if he went to Ray's show. No, people are saying didn't go to Ray's show. What? He wasn't there, right? Oh, yeah. Sorcerer got all dressed up to go to Ray's comedy show. And he was talking about, you know, are you going to Ray's show? Are you going to Ray's show? And he was all about it. And then I found out he didn't even go. He missed the whole thing.
Now, people in the chat don't know what the Onion NLO page is either. Some people are saying it's the 24/7. Some people are saying it's the Discord. I don't know. If we have a Discord mod in the chat, go check it out or something. I really can't.
Oh, I knew you fell asleep. I figured he fell asleep. He fell asleep.
Colin, man, I'm no comedian, but wouldn't that joke work a lot better if Ray got on stage and said cunt 23 times, then discovered Instrument Christmas? Yes.
That's what I'm saying. The punchline is Christmas, but you find out the word is Christmas halfway into the whatever the joke is. Like, at least him talking. Like,
yeah, there needs to be a reveal. There has to be this direction, and then...
Right.
But also, again, I don't believe it because no one calls Christmas the C word. Nobody. People say the C word and the N word because they don't want to say the word. Nobody's afraid to say Christmas.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, no, like, nothing about that joke makes sense to me. Like, I don't understand it.
I save my new and good material for random locals who won't spread the word online and bring in new ears, like the Dabbleverse. Yeah.
It makes no sense at all. Yeah, Sorcerer said he fell asleep. That's fair.
I get it.
B Smiley, thank you for the super sticker. Anonymous, did you know OJ came back as dabbling goofus?
There are people are speculating that dabbling doofus is actually OJ.
Is there a new who's Dabbling Doofus?
Dabbling Doofus is great. He takes John's show every day, and in 20 minutes he breaks down pretty much all the highlights, and he'll tell you everything that happened. He's also keeping track of John's super chats for the year and the month.
Oh no.
And it's great, but John struck him like 2 times already, so hopefully he can survive. But we are under attack. The Tukey Taliban, stand back, stand by.
You obsessed with my money?
Yeah. Well, just another guy who's making money off John and while John makes nothing.
Labyrinth Mystic, I'm willing to wear a John costume and mask to do a WWF match with Bedabbler for the fans of Dabbleverse. 40 and experienced backyard wrestler.
There were so many. Everyone just kept asking, you think John's coming? I thought John was coming up until I got here and he did that show. And then I was like, oh, he's definitely not coming.
Tickle Me Tukey. Rocco, Tukey is barely holding onto his fur and you let a crazy person use him. Show Tukey some respect. He's a national treasure. That's what I said. It's pretty brave of you to let.
I love him. I love Mr. P. I trust him. He would never harm Tukey. He loves Tukey. He did it. Well, I insisted use him.
Ghost Crusaders TV, Tommy, that lying son of a beach. I don't know what that means.
Well, I'm packing my Tiger onesie, my poop cooler, and as many Busch Light that will fit in a dollar store duffel bag my almost pregnant ex-girlfriend got me with her employee discount, and I'm headed to Vegas.
Sweet.
Whose voice is that?
Granny? Right?
What?
It told the story of Granny, I thought. I don't know. I pay attention too much, I guess. That wasn't Granny?
Maybe. I can't keep track. So did you see Mommy talking about Ray?
Yes, a little bit. I was kind of in and out on the clip, but I did hear a little bit of it. Like,
oh, my God, I can't believe I was done. I didn't listen. I didn't listen to nobody.
Mommy calls into your show sometimes, right?
Yeah.
Hi, baby, Poppy.
I think maybe even Dirty.
She's so mad right now.
Jersey Rat, Dirty. Dirty Jersey.
Jersey.
Yay! I love that song.
We got Mommy in here, so. Dirty Jersey. I'm in, like, rare form right now, so you have to, like, let me breathe it out.
No offense. The only person on this panel I respect is Brian Landon.
Yes, I agree. 100%. I'm a Brian Landon guy. I am.
Chow has been trying to get some traction for years.
All the time.
Joke. Just Mommy, constantly. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, dye your hair back black. I like your hair was better black. I'm sorry.
I don't know who Siggy is. I don't know who Malware and the other guy. He keeps changing his name.
I don't know who those are.
Who always goes on with Karmic? The Stealth Chaos.
Oh, is that okay? Yeah,
I don't know. For a second.
Okay, well, good, because we just we're getting it set up by watching a classic show from a couple years ago called Tard Hunters, and I have a feeling tonight you had an encounter with...
I also don't like how it's put our squares next to them. It makes it look like we're on their show.
I do kind of like that, actually.
The subject of that show, Ray DeVito, and as you're gathering your thoughts and your breath, please think of how you're going to explain to us.
Okay, people in the chat are saying Malware's good.
So is he? I don't know anything about him. I'll give him a chance.
I don't
know
anything about him. I'm not giving judgment. I'm just saying these Crabbleverse people, I don't know who they are.
I already like him better than Chow, so it's not a high bar.
What transpired tonight at the big show?
You know what? I just want to say one thing before you do that. I'm not disappointed in anybody other than myself. I'm
thank God
so disappointed. You know why? Because everybody told me, and I said, no, he's not playing
told
a game.
Why.
This isn't everyone a told joke. You why. Okay, go ahead.
Well, you said everyone told me, and then you said,
is she retarded? Every time I meet her, she's got severe main character syndrome where everyone, like, she expects everyone to know all about her and what's going on with her and how the Dabbleverse, she's mixing it up. And it's like, I haven't heard from this chick since she asked me for a ride to the airport last year from Atlantic City.
And then you ghosted her.
I didn't know she was doing anything with Ray. She's acting like she's heartbroken by Ray. And it's like, I don't, no one watches Ray, much less.
Well, because she would literally like make sure Ray ate and all kinds of stuff like that.
Make sure Ray ate?
Yeah.
He's 52. He's not a pet iguana.
No, I mean, what
everybody told me that Ray was, he like, his head isn't in it. He doesn't care. You care more than he does, Dee Dee. Like,
she sounds drugged out. And I don't know how much of that is the Hispanic. His head isn't in it.
Stop. And I'm like, no. Like, we, from doing what we do, dabbling.
You know, we, all of us, you guys know. You and mommy. You guys all know mommy, right?
We did something to create some sort of barrier where he couldn't connect with the audience anymore because we gave him some sort of anxiety. I made an excuse for him for 2 years, literally. Like, blamed all of the dabblers. Like, you guys did this to him. No. He doesn't care. He does not care. He doesn't want to be a comedian. And if he did, he'd try.
So again, I don't know what she's talking about, but like apparently she's had a beef with all the Dabbleverse forever because she's been sticking up for Ray, and we've all been telling her Ray's retarded and not a good comic. And she's been sticking up for him. And now she's like, it's the slowest people on earth who have come to give us the message. Guys, I just found out Ray's not good and doesn't give a fuck about any of this. Oh, wow.
Oh, how bad was the show? Horrible, right? The comedy was really bad tonight.
Mommy's talking to you. How bad was the show?
I'm reading. What is this?
Yeah, she's like slow.
Yeah, Brian Landon's great. And he has a great voice for this, too.
Right.
I don't know, like bad to good.
1 to 10?
Sure.
Okay, so like, put it this way. If I had to rate it, it would be the worst thing that I've ever actually paid money for. Ever. Wow. Ever. How much ever. Money I've gone to Great Adventure before Fast Passes and only gotten on 2 rides. I'd rather do that on a 100-degree day in New Jersey with 100% humidity, then sit through another hour of him pretending he cares about comedy. He doesn't.
She just figured this out.
Mommy, how much money did you waste tonight?
It's not. It's not even about the money. It's about me walking out of a show that 50 people had already walked out of before me, but there's still 50 people in the crowd. Why? Because we're his friends? No, we're enabling him.
No shit.
Right? I heard this part.
Is she retarded? I don't understand.
Right, but we're the assholes who say Ray should stop, get a job. Like, he's still young. He could still, yeah, you know, youngish.
We all came to this conclusion years ago, and she's like, hold on a minute. I don't think he's my friend.
Chad, listen up, because eventually mommy's going to tell you that you might have to change careers.
Was he doing Dabbleverse-type jokes, or was he trying to do his own material?
No, he tried to use the Dabbleverse as the joke. Like, oh, everybody here is here to pick on me. So, of course, there's 100 people in a room that are like, what is, like, 50 of them are like, what is he talking about? He's like, all of my biggest haters are here. These people are like, what is he talking about? I have a podcast, and everybody hates me. Bro, just stop. Just say you don't care. Just stop.
That kind of sounds like Andy Kaufman-esque stuff.
Great stuff, Stealth Chaos.
No, Ray does have pity.
Did he tell you all for milk and cookies after?
What's the theory with these shows? If we get 7 guys on with almost no personality, it might add up to...
It's Discord with an audience, I mean, basically, right?
You're right.
Like, these people are all getting together. Yeah, it's like they're going to get together and talk about this shit anyway, so why not, you know, do a show and try and get an audience to talk about it? I get it. It's just a lot of times they talk about people that I don't even know who they're referring to. Like you said, half this panel, I don't even know who they are. I haven't heard.
BYB look lit.
Right. Remember when we used to call BYB the synthetic drugs of the Dabbleverse? I don't even know what this is at that point.
Yeah. Quadfather blows this away.
Right.
But it's.
It well, sounds Malchus, like that, but that's not what it is.
I mean, Ray's always sucked at comedy, but Mommy invested like so much time into like trying to mentor him and a little bit of money, but like she really thought like, hey, if I could get his mind right.
Yeah, Mommy's retarded. I'm trying to mentor Ray into what? No offense, she seems like a nice lady, but it's like
she's very nice. Dumb.
Like, I thought I could really turn Ray around.
Well, that's what I'm saying. She would, like, bring Ray snacks and stuff, I think. Like, maybe I'm making this up. I remember her having snacks and, like, asking Ray, like, did you eat? Like, yeah. See, I have people shaking their head in the room who are saying, yes, you're right.
She would make him a peanut butter sandwich when he got too drunk.
Like, she had, like, a bag of grapes or something. It was, like, literally, like, your mom, picking you up from your friends.
She's got Sunkist and snack packs and
goldfish.
Dinosaur chicken nuggets.
Oh, God, hey, go fishing.
Get him on the right path. Like, he'll be able to, like, perform comedy and entertain people. But Ray has no desire to do that. He doesn't work hard enough. And Mommy's disappointed. She put in so much work. And Ray hasn't, you know, lifted his pinky finger to help himself out.
No, he takes it for granted. He expects us to be there.
Mommy's a caring person. She wants to see Ray, just like we were talking about. We watch Ray because we're rooting for him to do something. And then Dee Dee's put more into him than anybody. And then you see he puts nothing into it for himself. And it's disappointing. Makes total sense.
And wait, Dee Dee. After he performs the worst set that we all sat and paid extra money for VIP tickets so that we could actually make sure he got paid well.
That shows how dumb you are. Comics don't get paid more because you paid more for tickets, you stupid bitch.
That's true, yeah. I mean,
helping him for years and you don't know this? Ray, we didn't sell that many VIPs tonight, so your check's a little light. Comics get paid a flat rate unless they have a door deal, and Ray don't have no door deal. Soon he might be on DoorDash.
Are you ready for this? He's downstairs in the casino trying to sell it to Melton.
No, he's trying not to sell it.
We have to defend Ray. Ray did not approach Melton. We approached Ray immediately. Yes. Once we heard there was an actual recording. But again, we also thought maybe this was a real camera, but it was apparently like her phone. Yeah, again, I'm getting yes.
Phone's filmed pretty well.
Oh, yeah, of course. Yeah, no, that's fine. But, yeah, I don't know why he wouldn't just immediately give it to us.
More money. So you know what I told him? I have the whole set, and I've already uploaded the last 5 minutes on one of my channels.
Yeah, it was a dud of a clip. And, again, like I said, that's how much of a – what a supportive person you are. You really went in with honest intentions, hitting record before the set. I can tell you really had his best interest at heart. You were really looking out for him. I'm recording this for him.
Dee Dee, I know you're going to hate me when I see you downstairs, but can you send me the first 5 minutes? That's all I want.
And go help yourself to it. And if he'd like, I will upload the whole thing. Because if he thinks it's worth $500 or whatever anybody's going to pay him, I will do it for free. Don't worry.
Nobody wants the audio.
Hear the conversation he had with Mel.
Also, your audio recording was dog shit.
Melton, and what did Melton say?
I didn't overhear the conversation. I just saw Rocco pulled out cash. This one pulled out cash. Like, I got it. What are you guys doing? You paid for posters and he's asking you like he's motherfucking Kanye West, like for the marker? No, you don't have a marker for posters. You're selling to your friends.
Yeah, so he was selling posters of this gig?
No.
Yes.
Wait, can anyone in the room?
There's a picture of them They're like posters. Ray DeVito at AC Laughs. Big poster.
At the end of his set.
Wait, what was that?
Like even at the end of it, even at the end of his set.
At the end of his set.
Like the host came up, handed them like the stack of posters. He's like, "Oh, thanks. I'm Ray DeVito or whatever." And he's like, I have all these posters out for sale. You want to meet me out?"
Like he wasn't supposed to just give them away. Like it was to sell.
Yeah.
How much were they?
$20
He didn't even have a marker.
But he didn't have a marker to sign it.
I understand gig posters. They can be very valuable. Yeah. Again, one of the Sidley twins is sending me a San Francisco Sketch Fest poster of the Kids in the Hall autographed. I would have paid $100 for that. Like, it's very cool. But like a Ray DeVito at a shitty ballroom comedy club, he made gig posters for sale?
Right, that's what I'm saying. That sounds insane to me.
And they said $350. He's walking around with baseball cards. He printed posters for sale. He paid someone to video his set. How much money did this guy clear this weekend?
I don't know, but he couldn't buy Sharpies. They said he was signing them with a ballpoint pen.
You know he threw away like 30 posters. Like, what is he?
I guess sell them online.
Comedy writers, like literal comedy writers, NJ Ranger, like, can outright Ray any day. And he's paying for a poster. Just make it make sense.
It's never going to make sense. He doesn't want it. So it's, and that's the thing with the set. I mean, what did he do? Let me guess, he brought up Epstein. No.
Yeah, he's got a whole joke. It's not even. It wasn't funny.
Did
he's
he do
got
the Chewbacca
whole,
joke?
Yeah,
that's the Chewbacca joke.
Every joke he did was one I've heard before. You know, it was nothing new. Again, when I
did
tell
you hear a joke that had Chewbacca in it?
Did he do the Chewbacca? Because the Chewbacca joke isn't really.
Maybe another person should ask her.
Even a joke.
Hey, I love you, Didi. I'm just wondering.
I don't even remember because I literally had to like calm myself down and leave.
This chick's a wreck. This chick's a nightmare.
Yeah, imagine getting this worked up about Ray's set.
I was literally shaking. You were?
So bad.
She's a maniac.
I get it. It's really high stakes.
Maniac.
I get like a glass of seltzer because I was.
I had to get a glass of seltzer.
Do you have Pepto-Bismol? I'm going to throw up in my mouth.
Do you have bubbly water? I need bubbly water.
Bubbly.
I just can't even believe because I just feel so stupid because so many people would reach out to me and be like, listen, I don't want you to get over invested.
Hold on.
I would like
JT, what's up, brother?
Balmer, who was at the show, you are on NLO.
The best part is he hears T.O. Hank talking and T.O. Hank tells somebody, yeah, he's got an MBA. He stops the whole show. See, they know everything about me. They know everything about me. That was the big, brings it to a screeching halt to tell the audience who doesn't know anything about the Dabbleverse. See, I told you, they know everything about me. Listen, I just went there to try to add my laugh, but it absolutely, there hasn't been a crash like that since the Hindenburg in Jersey. It was bad. It was bad.
All right. Thank you, Balmer. It was great meeting you, man.
I love you. Bye, Melton.
All right. Bye.
Bye. We love you, Balmer. And also, like, I have an MBA, and I've never felt more worthless than hearing Ray has an MBA. Like, I want to shred it up and make it a hamster cage, you know, bottom of a hamster cage. Mm-hmm.
Never do that. Okay.
Was this the breaking like point for you, Mommy, or?
I'm done.
The
comedy is that bad, and the effort and the post performance egoism and lack of professionalism with not even having a pen to sign autographs when his whole catchphrase is pick up a pen and he pretends to be a professional writer. Just
that would be the funniest thing Chow's ever said.
That's what I was gonna say. That's funny.
Bad state of affairs for you, DeVito. Get your shit together.
Didi, how do you think this is going to affect your and Ray's relationship? Are you going to, like, sober up tomorrow
and then go back? I just had, like, the whole,
then,
I'm sorry, Brian.
No, yeah, so I'm just wondering, like, well, how's how, like, you know, you're going to be on his show again soon, and you're going to make up, don't you think so? Or is this, like, for real done? I mean, no, how do you think he's going to respond to, like, what you're saying now? It's pretty scathing.
So, like, here's where I think people get me, like, I try to be authentic, right? And so, like, I think it comes across because I guess I looked at as I aligned myself with certain people and certain.
This is a woman. If you were in a checkout line at a grocery store and you heard her talk, you would move to a longer line to sure. get to not be in the way of whatever's going to happen. Because right. you know, when she gets to the front, she's not going to have her coupon. Right. She's going to be digging into her giant purse.
Right. It says 2 for $3. Why is it come up 4.50?
I gave you a 20.
I can't do it. Like,
it reflects poorly on me. I don't know. People ask me about things that I don't have answers to. Like, I don't know what goes on. I'm a fan, just like the rest of you. So,
no, don't lump yourself in.
I'm a fan. She's right. We're all fans.
Like, I go to see him as a fan, so it affects me greatly that he's not even invested in, like, as like trying to keep a fan. Bad enough.
Look, people came to Tukey's show at Last Hackmania, and it stank. It was a bomb fest.
Shut up.
And not one person made a cope stream like this. Get your Hackmania ticket.
It's hard enough to make a fan. Try keeping a fan. Like, you know how much entertainment is available to people? Stop. We don't owe you this.
Don't even pretend like this was on par with, like, a new movie released this weekend or something on Netflix. She's like, I can't believe I thought this was going to be, like, one of my best entertainment options.
Right. Like, you were going as a friend to support your friend who's playing at the shittiest comedy club in Atlantic City. Like, that says, like, I haven't been to Atlantic City, like, inside Atlantic City. Like, I know I've been here the last 3 years, but we haven't gone to Atlantic City. I actually went out because we went out to White House Subs. And goddamn, man, that place is such a dump. Like, Caesar's Palace, the logo is literally, like, fallen off of the building. Like, it doesn't have a logo. It's just insane. It's such a dump, man. But that's where your friend was playing. Like, that's it. He might, like, he's playing there. That's not the.
There was a line of 1,800 people out in the fucking snow to see Topanga dance.
Sounds good, JT. Thank you for letting me know what you guys are up to. Enjoy your smokes.
There was a line of 1,800 people out the door to see Topanga dance, a chick who was on a show from the 90s.
Right. I don't know any of the other celebrities that were on the cast of that show, but I knew Topanga. I was excited that Topanga was in the same building.
Yeah, everyone wants to see how she grew up after everybody jerked off to her in the 90s.
Stop it. I wanted to get a picture with Tukey.
For her husband. All these guys are like, yeah, I used to love Topanga. It's like, you know, they mean they used to come to her.
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And nobody ever offered me anything ever. Do you want to come on a show? So stop. Nobody owes him anything. Like, I don't know why he expects it.
He takes it all for granted. All the love that he gets from the Dabbleverse, he takes it all for granted.
If I got the feedback and the love that he got when I came on the scene,
jealous. I mean, what scene are you on? What is she talking about?
I don't know. Like, she this just came to the
real. Like, she acts like she's a real player in this universe we're all familiar with. You're Patrick, the girl. You have to- Kevin Brennan calls a cunt every now and then because she's super fan.
You have to understand, though, this is hitting her particularly hard. She just realized Ray DeVito sucks. Like, we've all, you know, don't you know, remember where you were the first time you realized Ray DeVito sucks?
Yeah.
Who might call us, or might, I sent him the link, But I'm sure he started. I probably gave him the heads up that we were talking about it, and he probably won't come on now. But he said
I'm on his side now, though, against mommy. I'm
yeah, Ray. We're on your side. But he said he's driving. He'll try and stop when he can and jump on.
Drop a pin.
Oh, I would have been at the top already. Y'all would have been fucked. I'm just letting you know.
Well, Ray has no gratitude. And then, mommy, you were filled with too much.
I can't take his voice.
I don't know what, like, the character. Yeah, like, he reminds me.
And you need to figure it out. And these guys don't try very hard. And we all know Ray sucks. Get it together, bro.
I can't think of what character he reminds me of, but I know I'm going to see it one day and I'm going to go, fuck, that's it. But yeah, I mean, he's...
it's so low energy.
I know. Right. But there's something funny to it. Like, I don't know. Like, dude, you're fucking killing it and you're doing it and everyone loves it, but you should probably cool off.
If he doesn't even really try.
Right.
Like, what?
But it's funny because he'll talk to me in like text and he'll be like, dude, you're killing it. You're doing this. And then he'll do a show and be like, yeah, but Dabble sucks. He's fucking way, you know, he's fucking lame. But then he'll like, I don't know. He tries to gas me up to do stuff, I think, for him. But then I don't bite on it. I don't know. I'm probably biting now. And now he's going to do a show. I was like, I never said that. Watch. Look, I have all the time.
Belief and hope.
You muted yourself.
For Ray, that like he could, you know, get things to line up with your touch on things, helping him out. But you learned a lesson today that Ray's never going to be funny doing comedy because his heart's not in it, and he doesn't even have the desire to make new jokes or even steal. Like, he used to just steal good jokes from other people. He's too lazy to even steal any good jokes these days. It's
imagine.
Sad. Yeah. It's like, just go watch some.
And then the audacity to say, I don't like the double verse. I don't like the double verse. Really? You don't like that? That's all you, like, your whole
spitting in your face. He's spitting in your face when he says that shit.
And I vouched for him. I aligned him with anybody he ever asked me to pass a message to. Like, I was a ride.
I passed messages on for him. I've had it.
Die because I thought we were a detriment to him. He is a detriment to himself, bro. That is it. Own worst enemy.
Who all was in the audience there watching Ray?
Everybody. Like, Flimsy, well, like, Ranger, Mr. P, T.O. Hank, Lady KB, me, EFS, Mint Diggity, his girl.
All the hacks.
The main guy.
I could go on and on.
Was Buckman there? Were,
of course. Buckman was there.
50 of us.
Buckman was not there. Buckman and his wife actually bought tickets, and then they went outside and went, fuck this, it's too cold, we're staying. So they did buy tickets, but they did not show up.
Was there. Of course he was there.
Tookie?
Did not make it, but for the better, because that whole
You didn't make it. You really tried.
It was a storm. Listen, I tried. I did my best.
ATP crowd kind of stuck to themselves all weekend, and I don't blame them because I'm in my room. Well, I'm done. Like, I'd rather be here talking to you guys.
That's heartbreaking to hear that everything went down. Ray's gotten that bad in such a short period of time. Like, it sucks, but you know, before you got on during the show, we've been just chopping it up about Buckman and a lot tonight. And
you know what?
Just rise. Yeah. You're still mad. You can keep like going on Ray.
No. How dare like Buckman say things like, well, you're not a reliable source of information. I'm not. You're right. But not anymore. Because I'm not going.
You're not a reliable source of information. And you're right. But not anymore.
Right.
I'm going to start being a reliable source of information.
I just say things because I'm nice.
What?
I'm just impressed. Like, it took this long. She's like, did you guys all know Ray sucks? Like, I can't believe it, y'all.
She's waving her nails at us.
And it's like, does she have a family and kids and stuff? Like, Ray's a lost cause. Ray will take care of himself.
Kevin used to say that she would, like, send nudes to him. I don't know.
I don't know anything about that.
Guess what? It gets me nowhere. Being nice just literally makes me look like a fool. A fool.
In the same way that Ray does it to himself, I think you're doing it to yourself. Like,
it's going to take, a little bit. I'm going to have to work with you to get that Ray stink off of you. But, you know, there's some stuff we can do to get the image prepared for you. But, yeah, I'm just good that...
Hold on, Kumia has a comment about Ray's stand-up. He saw it. Fuck, where did it go? I saw Ray's stand-up set. It was more like a press conference when a cop has to tell the media a missing child was found dead. So there was also no punchline? Wait, what the fuck am I doing?
I think you can recognize your mistake now, and you know.
I take full accountability. Kevin Brennan was right all along about Ray. I take full accountability. I'll go that far. I will go that far.
This is why you look nuts, though. Everybody with a logical brain knew this years ago.
She's trying to kill Ray now. She's literally trying to kill him now.
She's like, I see it now. I see it. It's like, catch Chew was up. All right.
Chew was right all the time, Poppy.
I'm sorry. It was that much of a fuck you, Dee Dee. Like,
so, yeah, it sounds like it wasn't even bad. It was just disrespectful to the audience members.
Exactly. And if anybody here... any of them, let any of them try to tell you it's different, and I'll release another minute every minute they lie.
These people suck at content. This will be funny for this week and this week only. Right. She's like, I'm going to release 1 minute every week.
Not even this week. It's funny right now. Kevin will play this and talk about how hard. Right.
Nobody's going to be checking your channel out next week.
Right. It's insane.
You put up the most boring part. Apparently, the first 20 minutes is what we want to hear.
DeVito disappointed.
Up. You want hits? Yeah, put it up.
Liars. Every one of them is lying. Because they all stood there and they were like, oh my God, I can't believe this. Oh my God. And then he gets off stage and they're buying posters and paying for them?
Okay, she's starting to sound jealous. She's mad that we're offering Ray money for the video. She's mad that Ray's selling posters.
I'm jealous. Yes. Who was buying a poster? Who was buying a poster? I need to talk to, if anyone in AC bought a Ray DeVito poster last night, please approach me and so I can laugh at you. I don't believe
signing autographs downstairs. I'll be selling autographs on napkins.
Yes, I will sign it as well. There is a ballpoint pen in my Borgata room, and I will sign the Ray DeVito poster if you bought one. For free. I'll do it for free.
Good morning.
I'll be collecting $10 for Rocco's autograph.
It's the wrong type of reinforcement.
Yeah, mommy, are you mad because you feel like Ray's not selling jokes, but he's selling himself as the joke now?
Yeah.
He should.
Like, leaning in, but now it's not he's leaned in. Now he's Mr. Like, I gave up completely. So look at how failed I am, but only because the Dabbleverse.
This is the poster he was selling.
What are you going to do with a Ray DeVito poster?
Frame it?
Hang it up, right? In the bathroom. Every time you take a shit, you're just looking at Ray.
Remember?
Right?
Failed me.
What the fuck is that guy?
He got in my way of my success. That's not what happened.
See, this is why I patented the Melton Zoom. Nobody else can figure it out.
All right, we're going to see.
AI Ray.
Yeah, that doesn't look... That's not Ray, by the way. That, the real picture we're
young Ray DeVito.
But Did you see that picture of him wearing the jacket and that raggedy old hoodie with the cherub on him?
Yeah,
that was horrible. Why does he wear that still, Didi? I thought you were going to try to get him lined up on a couple new things the right way.
Yeah, and he was bragging about his gold chain last night. It's like
his gold chain. Wait, I didn't see that.
No one wears gold paint. You were there when he was like.
Oh, he was bragging about his T-shirt for more to me.
Oh, he did. He had a Queer as Folk T-shirt on.
Yeah, great.
He says, "I'm gay. Shit. I'm gay because I'm queer. I'm queer. I'm queer as folk. I'm gay." It's like a.
There's nothing. There's certain people you just can't. There's no hope. But by the way, De La, like he said something about De La. De La is probably one of the best dressed. Like, child, you get me? Like, he's swag is like dynamic. Great dude. Ray gets on stage and makes a comment about De La. I'm like, bro, are you talking about somebody else and like the way they dress? Like,
now, Didi, I gotta ask you this. I don't mean any disrespect, but is this due diligence? Your anger with Ray right now, does that have anything to do when you shot with him and he wasn't interested? Or is this any type of like bitter, like just resentment that you're holding towards him? Or is it like an actual, like, will the other people there agree with what you're saying? Or is this like, you're just
everybody,
mad because you're looking for a guy and he said no?
No, if everybody disagrees, I will just release it, and you guys can tell me if I'm crazy.
Send a chow. Yeah, send a chow.
I say for every time a ball washer of Ray's lies,
an angel gets their wings.
Says he did a good job. Like once.
And Chow's a ball washer of Chad, so.
Chow's funny. This is the best thing I've ever seen Chow on. This is a good Chow appearance.
He starts saying Ray was awesome. You release 1 minute per time they bring it up.
I'm just, if they really, really, really like their boy, they're going to talk to him like a man and tell him to man the fuck up. And if he's a comedian, do comedy.
Dirty Jersey Rat, everybody. And we did get a spy report.
Oh, you have a spy report?
It was at our poker table. We got a word that next year, someone who talked to Missy B says that Kumia and Missy B are having severe FOMO about this weekend, and they will be coming to the Borgata in Atlantic City for the next Super Bowl.
We did hear that. Spy report. Spy report. I have a spy report. Mr. P is back. He seems to be even more drunk than he was before. He's twerking now. Okay. Here. No, he's funnier out here because he's like twerking on my bed. Hold on, I gotta open the link again. But I do have a Mr. P spy report. Mr. P called some random guy a fat whale and started making noises at him because he thought it was Melton. But in the end, it was just some random tall fat guy.
He totally looked like Melton. He looked like Melton.
What did he do? He knew not to get involved, and he just ignored him.
Like, I'm gonna crush this bug, and I'm like,
I know getting/understanding this manager with the grande tetas.
You're going to jail, gay jail. I didn't take that mask.
Wait, didn't Tommy Jordan hand Ray a piece of paper with Tommy's face printed on it and ask Ray to sign it for him? Supposedly, Mommy wanted to bang Ray, and he said no, so she is shitting on him.
Okay, I heard from someone who said that they were tasked one night to come hang out with Ray and Mommy at Mommy's request.
Sit there.
Because Mommy didn't want Ray getting handsy and flirty, because Ray gets uncomfortably handsy and flirty.
Really? I can't see that. I can't see that.
People are saying Mommy was hitting on Ray and Ray was rejecting her. I heard the opposite. I heard Ray gets drunk and shoots a shot. But I don't know if that's true. Mommy said no in the chat.
Somewhere along the line, Jew changed. Jew stopped being Jew. Chew let people stick a finger in your face and tell you, you're no Groot. And when Trings got hard, you started looking for something to
brain like a big shower. Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshines and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there. Perma, rent re if you let it. Jumi or no Brody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you cry and get hit and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. But you got to be willing to take the hits and not point your fingers saying Jew ain't where Jew want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you.
B Smiley says that mommy looks like cocaine queen pin Griselda Griselda Blanco.
Oh, Jesus. Stop it.
Bitch.
I don't know if this is true. Is this you, mommy?
Right. Get down later, son.
Stealth Chaos from Colin. Stealth Chaos looks like Frank Costanza's lawyer.
Oh. Like
Diablo Sandwich. Katie on his bike with an ear to smile hearing this.
Smells like Jerry.
Shut up, pig.
Fuck off.
For nobody right now.
I know. You're not. No one can hear you.
That guy Malware looks like an even douchier Rocco.
Thank you,
Jerry Curl.
All right, people want to play a game now. Colin Mann wants you to name this band.
There's more heaves around here.
Mommy's daddy is what I would call it. Mommy's daddy.
Nothing. He won't shut up.
Terry Mee, just take Ray for who he is. I never expect Ray to change. He's hardwired. He's Sheldon. Besides, Patrick, who has an MBA, you can't fault him for not meeting your expectations. Grow up. I'm not the one spurging out about Ray. I never get disappointed in Ray. I don't expect anything. Manigan, Quinn Martin production. Mommy reminds me of that biatch that shot Selena. Tell Ray to watch his back. Case closed.
I've seen people compare John to her, the woman who shot Selena. Well, apparently, she looks like John.
She's a part of this fan club, and she's had enough, so she's going to take him out.
Or mommy.
Oh, I'm just going by the way she looks.
Mommy looks like a dude, too.
Shut up.
Shut up, pigs.
They both look like dudes.
PL, nothing gayer than a group of straight guys get together.
I look better than you.
He's so drunk.
Labramistic, you said he went from optimistic to cancer kid, and you're wondering why he didn't want to share his failure with you? Come on, Rocco.
Is optimistic. Went from optimistic. I'm wondering why he didn't want to share his failure. Okay, yeah. I know, I get it. I'm an asshole. But I like Ray.
Griselda Blanco.
I thought that asshole. He needs to fuck himself.
No one can hear him.
These guys are.
Shut up. They can't hear you.
Human Jankum.
Human Jankum.
She's a female cuck. She likes to sleep in shared hotel rooms while Ray empties his bowels and then takes him to his colonoscopy, hoping and dreaming Vince lets her taste his pee pee.
It's supposed to be me. been there. You can't win or lose big at fast and fast at craps. Totally lost 410 minutes. Turned 60 into 2K by hitting the all. P.S. Can take a suplex.
Sweet.
Red 473. She was very flirty when I met her at the B bar. She was on the hunt. Spy report.
Spy report.
Mommy's thirsty, apparently. Ozone, mommy said she taped the whole show and will give it to you for free. She specifically said she doesn't want you guys to give Ray money for it. Yep, she only has audio. Look, I'll take it. Feel free to send it in. Patrick at nobodylikesonions.com. But if it's that bad of quality, it's not. All right, can we just.
What happened to you? You disappeared. I'll have to take over now, everybody. It's me and the Mr. P show.
I just want him to have the main.
Yeah. You just drag him. You just drag it. Here, all right.
Someone charge this.
Now you can do the Mr. P show. Now you can do the Mr. P show.
Rocco touched my butt, and it was not
right. The microphone's over here anyway. You got to be louder, I guess.
Rocco, touch my butt.
But you can't.
Rocco, touch my butt.
Go
hey,
twerk on,
Rocco, touch my
go
butt.
Go twerk on what? The bed. Go twerk.
Bang, bang, bitch. Bitch. Hey, Mammy, you broke down old whore. I can shake my ass better than you.
Say it, show
I'm
her.
I'm a broke
she
down
said
old whore.
She said, no, you can't. No, you bitch. Can't, Poppy. Bitch. You can't shake your ass better than me. Get on the bed
bitch,
and show.
You were born in America. You don't have an accent. You were born in America. Brrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr ice on you and that midget. And Stuttering John, hey, you could suck these nuts just like your son, daughter. Yeah, these nuts. I'm a night ride, bitch. I'm a night ride with this mask on, and I'm going to do it in Rocco's house.
I'm going to lie about wash this mask.
I'm going to say Rocco.
No.
I'm broke. I need a place to stay.
Oh, yeah.
And before you know it, I'm going to be night riding, and then bang, bang,
yeah,
bang.
Yeah, Tori did it. Show him.
Rocco's a bad dad. He loves trannies.
We're all going Jesus. Out.
All right, thank you. Very good. That is the great Mr. P, everybody. Don't
fuck yourself. Don't fuck yourself.
Everybody. Believe it or not, this guy is only 52 years old.
Yeah, that's true. How old are you, Mr. P?
I'm 10,000 years old, bitch.
No, really. How old are you?
No, he's 52.
Years old. I'm lucky to be
53.
Old. Yes.
53.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that guy's only 53. You're all going to come get me. Put the camera
I'm
on
still
it.
Wait. My driveway's open, bitch. I will put you in the back with the bears.
It's good to know he makes as much sense in person as he does in chat.
JT, can I have your arm?
Melton said you make as much sense in person as you do in the chat.
Who said that? Melton?
Melton, yeah.
Go fuck yourself, fat whale. Big fat whale.
I'm assuming you're here again.
I will strangle your big fat ass.
I'll reach my neck.
On the boat.
He said you couldn't reach his neck.
Bitch, I will harpoon your big ass.
The chat's asking to see JT.
Who?
They want to Chad? See JT, move over. Interact with Mr. P.
Oh.
Yes. Guys, make out.
I'm not making out.
JT's been trying to. He's very racist against me.
He's not racist. Oh, against you?
Against me.
You're a race?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a dog. A dead dog. You're against dead German shepherds, and I think you should really
be. You're better when I have the camera off. You know that?
Go fuck yourself. I'll take that camera and stuff right up your fucking gulu ass. Fake guinea.
Fake guinea. How dare you?
So Bomber!
We're going to go play poker?
Jimmy Bombers. Bomb.
Yeah, sure. Whatever. I want to eat. I'm hungry. I guess we'll go get mall food.
Let's go eat.
I'm always down to eat.
That's the problem. This place, the food here stinks. It's not great.
Almost like someone should bring you like really good
food. I told you a million times.
Don't fight it
down to the fucking casino. You can bring it down. Why do we have to go to your You have the same room the rest of us have. I told you, and first of all, I told you, don't bring so much shit.
How about that? Get down laid down, bitch.
Don't let that in there.
Bang, bang, and look at my nuts. Bang, 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 bang. Bitch. Oh, my God.
Can you explain what food he brought? Can you tell us what food he brought?
What food did you bring? I told you all I wanted was that Connecticut pizza that you
and I brought you a Greek and you go fuck.
I want him to tell us the menu.
All right, tell us the menu. What did you bring?
You deserve to live in ass Colorado with a bunch of fags.
What did you bring as far as food? We want to hear the menu. Because we didn't see any of it.
I brought my nuts.
No, seriously. How many pizzas did you bring?
And her butt.
No, seriously.
No, I brought Sicilian. I brought Bleecker Street. I brought fresh Italian roast beef.
Roast beef? Who asked you to bring roast beef?
I have Portuguese rolls. Dude, you're fucked. You're so minor league.
But I told you
you're minor league. But you're minor. You know what?
Mr. P brings there like with
that guy, Miami.
They took his cooler. They wouldn't let him bring the cooler.
Yeah.
So and then he wants us to all go to his room and sit around on his bed and eat roast beef.
Yeah. His dream is that we're all going to sit on the bed and eat roast beef together. That's what Mel's
saying. Gino looks like shit.
Fat whale out. I'm going to choke you out, fatty.
Someone said Gino looks like shit. I don't know if they're talking about me or you.
I don't look like Gino. Go fuck yourself. Gino looks like shit. I don't like guys. Like his wife. broke down a whole pair.
Oh, yeah, what else?
Fuck. Like shit.
What any else? One of you want to try me, you come get some.
What else besides, so you got two different
pizza? No, I had Italian cheese, like nice Italian. Go, you know what?
Italian cheeses?
I'm gonna.
Why didn't you bring it here? We're all here.
I'm going to make a sandwich. I'm going to make you the
greatest. Again, he's trying to lure us in his room with the promise of pizza.
Imagine letting this man make you a sandwich.
And Italian cheeses. He's trying to trick us.
I'm going to make that sandwich, and then I'm going to, you see me? I'm going to ram it down your throat. Fat boy, you're nuts.
That's hot.
I'll hunt you like a goddamn jack.
Well,
I'll harpoon you.
Did you bring dessert? You know dessert is
cannolis. Flimsy cannoli. Ate two of them and left them out. Am I right? He left them on the table.
Rocco, did you ever find out how you plan to warm up the pizza?
Yeah, you told me yesterday. So you got here yesterday? Or
yesterday morning. 3
right?
o'clock.
Yesterday morning.
I got here about 7:30.
When did you get the pizza?
He ordered pizza Friday night.
The day before.
You got them on
Friday
night, right?
I put them in.
Yeah. Okay, because I'm not fucking sad. No, I don't care about that. But I asked you Saturday, I said, hey, we're going down. Bring the pizzas down. We'll eat them in the food court. And you were like, no, you have to come to my
room. I'm not.
So we can heat them up. You said we need to heat them up.
I have a heater up there.
What do you mean a heater? Like a radiator?
Don't worry.
Like,
what are you fucking writing a book?
This is like jail? How are we going to
eat? How are we going to heat the pizza up?
Jail. Guess whose ass is getting strong?
How are we going to heat the pizza up in your room?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it, he said. I don't know.
When I was in jail, did I want mac and cheese? Yeah. I settled for...
But we're trying to figure out what you thought we were going to...
I'll go fuck yourself. I have a toaster oven. I brought...
Oh, you brought a toaster oven?
I had to... I'm selling my...
That's what I'm saying.
They took away his cooler, but they let him bring up a...
They took your cooler, but they let you bring a toaster oven?
Well, they didn't see that.
Oh, they didn't see it. They didn't catch the toaster oven.
I don't know why. They're like, yeah, you can't have
you got Gabagool? Did you bring Gabagool?
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Go get the Gabagool right now. I'll eat it right here. I'll eat it on stream.
You go up there and eat it.
Can you get him to bring it to your room right now and show us?
Who's that fat whale? Hey.
JT will go with you.
Let's go.
You can go get the
and get that fat whale. Hey, you big orca. Swim your big fat hunchback over here so I can harpoon you.
JT connected to StreamYard. Hold on.
My eating oil for the next 12 years.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll send you the link on your phone and you can.
Go from Mr. P's room?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay, all right. Yeah, he said the
link. Yes. Dude, I brought you a fucking whaler shirt.
Oh, go fuck shirt.
I'm going to stab him.
I should have shut this phone off.
I'm
going
to stab you. I'm not leaving my phone. Because I don't
want
to go.
Yeah, no, I don't want you to leave your phone.
So we're gonna get a live tour. Follow him to his room and see all the stuff.
Yeah, we want to see all the food. But make sure there's nothing there that you don't want people to see.
But have him go right now.
Like, they're going. Oh wait, JT. Go get him real quick because we want to follow him on camera. Well, I don't know if they want to.
Yeah, no, in the elevator and everything. We want to see Mr. P in public.
Okay.
People need to know he acts crazier than this when he's out in public.
That's what I'm saying. On camera, it's like he freezes up a little bit, but when he's not, he's like, it's incredibly sick. I'm going to send you a link now because he wants you to get the whole, you know, trip over there.
The whole walk.
Like the walk. We want to see him in the elevators.
I'll film the whole time.
Yeah. I just sent it to you. All right. Thanks, JT. You're the best. Love you. More than the fans.
OJ who?
OJ, stop it. That was Cardiff.
This is going to be amazing.
I told you. Film the elevator, small talk.
Yes, elevator, small talk.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We are waiting JT to connect. But no, I knew he would be fun to have. Wanted for eating too many McChickens and being fat. People told me they don't think I'm as fat as I portray myself.
People tell me that I'm way bigger.
Nobody said that.
Who brings lunch meat? Last year he brought, I haven't seen what he brought this year, but last year he brought a cooler, like a complete spread. It was like,
he had like three coolers last year.
Meats, cheeses, hoagies, pizza, pasta, right. like clams.
Desserts. There's no clams. I don't know where JT is.
He had a suite. Again, he made more trips to his car than Steven Paddock, the Vegas shooter. This guy was bringing up cases of shit.
Yeah, and I knew this year would go just like last year. Like this year, I've actually
told him, like, no one wants to hang out in your room and eat. Apparently, yeah. Stevie Lou went up there and smoked weed and ate with him.
Yeah. No, he's had people come up to the room and hang out and eat. I know that. I think the food's been eaten more this year than it was last year.
Hey, P, this is your boss. Don't bother coming in on Monday. I don't think he works.
No.
Mr. P is like old man Scarlett Hompton.
Oh, yeah. People are going to be mad at us that we're exploiting Mr. P like Scarlett Hampton.
Moody wants to know if we can ask him why the packages are always wet and what they're wet with.
Sweat, you know, and hard work.
Guy sucks at Magic the Gathering.
The drunk ball guy sucks at Magic the Gathering.
I don't know why.
B Smiley, Chad is a chicken hawk. Chicken hawk.
That's like the you know, like in Looney Tunes or whatever, the little chicken or the little bird that was always trying to be a big tough guy.
Stut Joe just doxed Mr. P's address, job, and social security number. Stut Joe?
Stuttering John, I guess. Who knows?
All right, I'm going to go piss with my lav mic on. You guys can comment on it.
Sure. I'm waiting to see if JT gets connected. I sent him the link, but I don't see him back there. But yeah, he's told me to come up to his room many times, but I was always downstairs.
Good piss. You guys want to hear my piss?
Yes, yes. Yes, we do.
Toilet seat up like a gentleman. Okay, here we go. Come on, Jimmy. Get it out. You got this. Don't get shy, little fella. You got it. You got it. Wee.
Okay, I can't do it.
Oh, he's still going.
Still going.
Yeah, this is impressive. This is like League of Their Own.
I hope this mic's working this far away.
We'll tell him we didn't hear any of it.
Smells like cumin.
Cumia.
Oh, yeah, that's the stuff. Button it up, Melton. You got this. And flush.
That's a pretty long piss. Like
fell into the...
Wash your hands like a... Because they're going to check.
That's the only reason he washed them, because people were going to say he didn't. He doesn't normally wash his hands.
I can't hear you, but I know you can hear me.
Maybe.
Oh,
I'm still waiting for JT. I have no idea where this motherfucker is. What is he doing?
And he didn't answer.
Uh-oh. JT. Maybe Mr. P killed them.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about.
Mr. P may have killed JT on the way to the elevator. Spy report. We're getting nothing back from no communications from JT. The elevator bank also here has been shit all weekend. There's been
voicemail. Can I be 13 now?
Oh, no. Yes. I don't know if I have the third key. We're getting no communication.
Third host.
Oh, yes. We're getting no communication from JT. We're worried something happened to him. Perhaps Mr. P has.
Yeah, we said do it now. We want the walk.
I know. I know. I couldn't have explained it more. I told him. I'm sending it to you now. Connect. We want the elevator. We want the whole thing. Because the other thing is the in the bank of elevators I'm in, there's only been 3 elevators out of 5 that have been working. And there's been lines to get on the elevator, then to get down.
I'm on the 4th key to get back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's got everything. But I don't know why he's not just connecting. I sent him the text. So,
all right, let's get the memberships real quick.
I want to eat.
Chip Galloway, can Sketty and I be in charge of likes? Yes. Hit the like button. Don Fried Chicken, when can we have a little Gino puppet?
No comment.
Okay. Get your Hackamania tickets. Kroutcast.
Hackamania. Hackamania. If you want to see more puppets, you want to see puppet shows, come to Hackamania.
It's going to be good. There's some stuff in the works that should be good. Kroutcat, thank you for the gifted membership. Ray DeVito, the gummy smoker. I did forget about that. Ray's keeping warm in the fresh pelt of a turnpike prosty. Tommy Jordan is an irredeemable code-switching R hack. Petition to send to... Ran out of characters. AO513, Tommy has negative talent. No, Tommy's nice.
Yes.
Bill Moo, member for 14 months. T from New York, Ray just tried to make money off dabblers. He's a leech. That's what mommy's saying. Truth Seeker knows, how much money are you guys up or down? You, Rocco, do you know? Do you have a count?
I'm down. I think I'm down like $150 out. But at one point I was down 700. I made it back in bubble craps and a little more. And then I lost. We played poker yesterday. I played poker for 5 hours yesterday. I lost $20. You played for 9 hours.
9 hours. But again, well, at one point I was down over $500 and I got back to even. So I felt it feels like a win. Mm-hmm. I think I'm down 1,100 total for the trip now that I'm doing the math again. But that's craps and poker. I just had the first day. I had a really bad Friday. I had a really bad day of poker.
Yeah, you had that one.
I want to play the rest of the day pretty much after we eat.
Yeah, that's fine. I just want to eat. But yeah, I haven't slept much either. Like I'm averaging like 4 hours of sleep a night since we've been here. Maybe last night I actually did fall asleep earlier. I think I fell asleep around like 3:30, and I actually woke up at 7 or. Yeah, not 10. But yeah, like it's everyone's having a great time, and I'm out of my mind.
This is Jared, who gave us the cologne last year, you might remember. And he keeps trying
yes!
to give me he's trying to give me a dingy poker book.
Jared, thank you for he gave me a bottle of Mambo. So now I can smell like Ronnie Mund.
Wait, how what fragrance did you bring me this year, Jared? Because last year you gave me Cumming, which was a disgusting scent. what's happening today at the Borgata, and I'll stop wrecking y'all's poker games in exchange for an introduction to Just Jewels. Yeah, I think we'll be playing poker after we eat here when the stream's over.
Yeah,
I plan on playing today anyway.
Yeah, I'll sit for a little bit. I don't know, poker's become boring to me on this trip
because you're not good.
I'm not. I've been exposed.
Garbez became a member. Thank you very much. EFS, who we've enjoyed all weekend. Warning, Mr. P is coming back to the room and bring hell with him. Where are they?
They should be popping up. Yeah, let me call JT. Like I said, the elevators have been an issue, but he should be able to connect.
I'm waiting for them. It'll disconnect. He hasn't even tried to connect in the hallway.
I know. That's what I'm saying. I get it.
Carl, I'm coming to Hackamania, but bringing John with me. Get ready, Rocco. I'm
waiting for you to join the link.
Nobody believes you. Nobody believes John's coming. Thank you for the membership, Tony Soprano.
Oh, is that the wrong? I think I sent him the wrong link.
He's going to send you the right one now.
Classic.
He goes, you got to be fucking kidding
me. You got to be fucking kidding me. Oh, no.
He says, do it now.
Rocco's the idiot.
I'm the idiot. I'm the idiot. Fuck.
Report. Someone saw JT's pecker in the men's room. It's a rather girthy one. Ava is a lucky lady.
Ray wants to call. Ray wants to call in instead, but you can't hear him then.
Just tell him to do audio on StreamYard. What's the difference?
Oh, yeah.
See, the piss is better than the Richard Leland. The piss is better than Richard Leland Neal. No. Creeper Sutherland. It was a long pee because the hunchback was full. Had to be drained. Had to be.
I have the strongest stream in the Dabbleverse. All bow down.
Oh. I think it was particularly strong today.
Tommy Jordan has now entered the room. Tommy Jordan is here. Do you want to talk to Tommy?
Oh, wait.
Yeah, here. Melton wants to interview you. Just hold watch
on,
his wire.
Hold on. Ghost Crusaders TV, great aim when you can't see the target.
Of course. I need a break. That's good mean. To see you,
man. You too. Ghost Crusaders TV, where's the lobsters? Who's making the gravy?
And don't forget it when you get up later.
All right, this is Tommy Jordan now. We got Tojo. Tommy, give us your nightly recap.
Patrick, you don't know what I just saw. Patrick, you don't know what I just saw.
Why don't you tell us instead of...
I'm trying to learn how to do this whole streamer thing. Thank you. I should tell you, actually. Do you know Little KB?
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah, we've already seen it. Why don't you talk about where you know?
Prattle, you idiot.
Okay, look. Don't get distracted. Right, okay. This is not good for my ADHD. I have a Little KB, so cool.
I got it.
Okay, thank you. I need Little KB out. Okay, now I'm locked in. Last night was amazing.
Mommy. Can you just tell us your nightly...
I'm daddy. Oh, maybe I'm daddy. I guess I'm daddy. I guess that makes me daddy, right? I'll wait. But it was great meeting you, man. Hey, yeah, this is amazing. I'm having a great time. It's great meeting everybody.
Yeah, tell us what you've seen and give us your opinion.
So I totally missed Ray DeVito's show because I was trying to hook up my Ray-Ban Meta glasses to film it. That took me like way too much time and I missed the show. But I heard I didn't really miss much and that half the crowd walked out halfway through, unfortunately. Oh, man, that's tough. That ever happened to you when you were doing comedy? That half the crowd walks out halfway through? No. That's amazing. That's fantastic. I never had anyone walk out on my sets, although they are five. They've only been 5 minute sets so far. So,
to be fair, anyway, they have to come first.
Damn. But how are you liking this trip? You came all the way from Vegas.
You wanted to talk about you, not what I know. We've been doing my show for 2 hours.
I'm just interested in some of that. Comes all the way from
you
Vegas to some shit.
Last night
fake Vegas. That's funny.
Stream. You were streaming for hours last night covertly. What did you learn? Tell us what's up.
Nope, I wasn't streaming covertly. I was out in the open. I was telling people, if you don't want to be filmed, not coming on my stream. If you don't want to be filmed. I was very not covert, but I see what you're saying. Yeah, I did do a stream. It was great. It was fantastic. Carl told me that I'm retarded and to stick with my day job. Lucy Tightbox told me Carl's retarded and not to listen to him. What did you tell me? I feel like you gave me bad advice, bro. You gave me bad advice last night. You did.
What did I say?
I forgot, you know, I just let go of the bet. Yeah, I was looking for a real gem. I wanted that golden nugget like the casino over there.
I gave you my new slogan. I'll gain weight.
You told me you're giving me 5 more voices on Super Tip? I'll gain weight! Damn, that's fucked up. Yeah, that was one thing that I learned out here. I'm a lot fatter than people thought I was. Rocco's like,
oh. Tommy, they're telling us you have to go.
Why does that Super Tip pop up on every show? Now, listen, I want to give you a little thing that I learned from Chad Zumok's show.
You have to go.
We need more than that because on Chad's show, they pay me $70 not to come on. So this is Patrick Melton. You got to give him a G if you don't want me. Like, you want me gone? I'll get out of here.
Give Hold on, Patrick you're saying you have to give me money for you to give leave?
I want them to give you $1,000 and then I'm at it. I'm as good as gone. Goodbye. Nice to see you. This is my whole grift. I make myself, you know, unwatchable, and then they got to pay for it. Yeah, it's a good plan, man. It's been working very well.
Anyway, you've been here for 2 days. You don't have any inside info? You have no intel?
I got a lot of good sleep. What intel info do I have? I guess Ray DeVito's not funny. Some people knew that already. I was not quite aware of that. I assumed he was funny. Because I think a lot of comedians aren't funny in real life, but maybe when they hit that stage, something like ignites in them, and they automatically become funny. So I was thinking Ray had that gift, but I guess he doesn't. He's not funny. Ray DeVito's spy report. Ray DeVito's not funny. No, but that's already yesterday's news.
Have you been gambling?
I gambled $100, then I was up $600, then I lost it all.
That's a common theme with him. He just gambles.
And then I gambled. $40. I was up $180, and I lost it all. So
somebody said you were going to sleep in your car.
That's a lie. I never even alluded to that. Someone's just making shit up. No, I just booked another.
You. Maybe it was somebody else.
Yeah, I'm loving it so much on this trip. I booked another night. I'll be here one more night. So you want to stop by my room? You know what I'm saying?
How much was it for another night?
I got it for $90 on this app that I found, and then I went downstairs and had them keep me in the same room.
Okay.
Nobody got the Borgata for $90.
And they said that I'm stupid. You guys would have thought of that? Come on.
No, they said you were fat.
Oh yeah, fat. Yeah. My bad. I got my insults messed up. I guess I am fat. That's true. Yeah, that's what I learned this trip. I'm fat. Ray DeVito's not funny. Patrick Melton's awesome. Bo Watson. Everyone's awesome. It was so great meeting everyone. Carl's kind of a Carl's a troll.
Me at a blackjack table.
A damn.
Blackjack table. Apparently.
Yeah. Why they gotta do you like that, man?
It's not far off.
No, it is far off. You actually are very svelte in person. Man, the camera adds 10 pounds. Man, fuck these people. That's why I gained weight.
There's a picture of me going around where I ripped my pants and my bare ass is hanging out.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, man. I
appreciate it.
These people are obsessed.
I even talked to
you. That actually looks like your old co-host from back in the day.
Oh, Tommy, sure. We'd like to just let you have 3 minutes on your own to see how many super tips you can raise on your own.
Was there like a lot of other stuff?
Okay.
Is this like
a, well, okay. That's pretty funny. I guess I'm on my own now on NLO stream. Making this dream come true. I guess it was worth the 3-hour drive.
I mean,
it was worth everything. It was worth missing Ray DeVito show that I missed. Let me read the free chat.
You want chicken cutlet?
Oh, thank you. Sure. Chicken cutlet from Rocco.
But Mr. Freeze chicken cutlet. They're in the. Oh, yeah, they're freezing.
Rocco, why didn't we get video of Mr. P's room? What the fuck happened?
Patrick says, why didn't you get video of Mr. P's room? What the hell happened?
Because we hung out in my room instead.
I was sending them the link and they said they were backstage, but you could see they weren't backstage.
Well, hold on, we have Ray DeVito.
Oh, there's Ray. Hold
on. Get Rocco back. Get Rocco back.
Is Ray DeVito in like 3 minutes? Rocco, he wants to go.
Ray, you there?
Hey there, guys. Thanks for having me.
Ray.
One of those
power packs
downstairs
is like
$30.
Ray, are you there?
Ray,
that's
great.
Right,
you
got to
be quiet.
Come on, Ray's on.
Yeah.
Ray, are you muted?
Hello?
Yes.
Yep.
Ray.
We hear you.
Ray.
Hello?
Yes, Ray. He's retarded.
He can't hear you somehow.
Are you can't hear me?
No, we hear you.
Oh, I can hear you guys. What's going on?
What the fuck? Ray, can you tell us about your show last night?
And my notes.
Ray, can you tell us about your show last night?
This is not going well. Ray.
I can hear you guys. You can't hear me?
No. Well, now I can. We said how – Melton said how was your show last night?
Oh, I wasn't great. I'll be honest. It was – yeah. I mean, I'm not going to lie. I told you guys last night. I'll own it. You know, the Friday show was great. And then last night, I was trying to do two things at once. I'm trying to do a comedy show and try to do Dabbleverse stuff. And it just, yeah, it's just the first 20 minutes, not so great. And then after that, I had fun with it after that. But no, it wasn't a fun show.
Do we have a deal that you're going to give us the video for $300?
I don't think I could hear Melton.
Are you going to give us – apparently he can't hear you. He can only hear me. Melton. He can't hear you. He can hear me. I can hear you.
So
I don't know. Yeah. What about selling Melton the video footage?
Oh, I don't have the video footage. I don't think you're really giving me $500 for it, but
three.
He said three. He never said
whatever.
I
think people already have it wasn't a great show. It was good after the fact. I think what they did is they sold their tickets. I don't know how they sell their tickets, but they sell their tickets. And then people at the casino get tickets or like they paper the room with that. And, you know, those people leaving or whatever, I mean,
they weren't really
into the show to begin with. I was fine with that.
Ray, I thought you were paying that woman or something to film you. Why? You'll eventually get the video. Because you said,
I could have the video if I want it, but I don't. There's no reason to have it.
Do you want $300?
Yeah, if you want $300.
I don't think.
Why did the Dabbleverse just get in your head, the fact that those people were all there?
Ray, will you sell the video?
It wasn't so much that. Like, in my dumb head, I was trying to get people that were just there for a comedy show to also get on board with everything so we could all have.
Why would you do that? Why
not? I'm a fucking idiot. I'm a dummy. I'm an idiot. If it was all Dabbleverse, that'd be one thing. If it was all just regular comedy crowd, that'd be another thing. And I definitely didn't pull it off in my head.
Can we get
it was
to the bottom of this offer for the video?
Yeah, yeah.
Once I settled in and just started like, all right, I'm going to just do jokes.
Yeah, yeah. But Ray, Patrick is totally going to pay you $300 for the video.
I don't think it's worth it.
You sure you can do 800?
I'd rather not be out there.
Right, do you want five? Do you want five?
No, I don't want. No, I don't want any more.
Five? It's not worth five?
No, I'd rather, don't.
My mic is not covered.
Yeah, it's not that big.
When you talk down, it's better.
What?
Like when you go like this, you sound way better.
I don't understand. It's been.
Oh, you can hear me now?
No, I'm talking to Melton. Oh. You can't hear Melton, Ray.
I know.
That's what's going on.
Ray,
Melton, what else?
Can you hear this?
Yeah, he can't hear you. Sum up with like how it's connected. Did you bring him on? Because I didn't bring him on. Like, I wonder if it's, it makes no sense why he wouldn't hear you.
Mike.
So 500 isn't good, Ray. What about 600?
How
was that?
Can you hear
Melton, Ray? Oh, now he's entering on the app. Maybe now he can hear you better. Ray, you there? I can't hear Ray now at all. Can you hear him?
No.
Yeah, I hear you still.
Can you hear me better?
Yeah, I mean, you sound better. Again, you're putting the microphone closer to you, so.
It's where it's been the whole show.
Yeah, I'm saying you sounded fine the whole show, but the second you put your head down, you just sounded louder and clearer.
Yeah, but is it okay right now?
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay.
Shit. It's about as good as this cold pizza I'm eating. This pizza that's been was made 3 days ago and has been sitting in the fridge is still better than anything I'm getting in Colorado.
Everyone's going, you're low. I didn't change shit. Ray has joined for a third time. Ray's in a new window.
Yeah, Ray keeps like popping up on different things now.
Hey, what's up? Now I can hear both of you.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
All right.
What the fuck?
Yeah, this is going about as well as the first half of my show.
Shut up, Ray. Don't lump us in with you.
They're saying I've been low the whole show, so I'm going to try to turn myself up.
Man, you stink at this. Why do you even try?
Melton, you're not good. Is that better?
I mean, you always sounded whatever.
I hear you.
Yeah, we hear you. You're great.
Ray, we want the video. What do we got to do? You didn't make much money this weekend. Let us give you more money.
No, it's all right. Let it die.
Right? I said, do you want to give me the video for money?
Yeah, it's Iowa.
I'll take my loss.
Right. You seem incredibly stressed out.
Yeah, that.
People said it all weekend.
Yeah, what do you call it? It's they added me to the show. I'm thankful they added me to the shows. I'm not responsible for the people are like asking me about like the ticket things. I have nothing to do with that. I was just a comedian on the show.
People want to know how to get their money back.
I have nothing to do with that.
How many posters did you sell after the show?
I didn't even know posters were a thing. He comes up to me after. He's like, here's some posters. Why don't you sell some posters? I go, if anyone wants a poster, then everyone bought them. More people wanted posters.
Wait, but
I sold a lot of posters.
The club got that money? Hold on.
Right. How many posters did you sell?
8.
So that's – you and Chad have the same idea of – I went crazy. I sold out 8 posters.
No. I was not supposed to even sell posters. It wasn't my thing.
I'm reading this right now.
He just gave me posters at the end. He's like, if Ray wants to sign these and sell them, he's welcome to. And then people wanted to buy the posters. That wasn't my idea. I did not know posters were a thing. That came out of nowhere.
He really pissed off mommy.
But, oh, yeah. Did you see all that, Ray?
No, I saw someone sent me a message or whatever, which I don't know what that's all about. I don't know if she's serious or not, and whatever. I mean, I didn't do anything to anyone. I don't know what. Fine, I had a show. It's been a lot of my shows, and they've all been great. I had one, and whatever. I wasn't that great. I own it. What do you want me to do? Jump off a fucking bridge? I'm sorry. I do wish it would have went...
Wait, but so you don't get the money from selling those posters? You get a percentage? Like I thought.
No, I got the money. He just gave me those posters. And I sold those.
Rocker, you got to turn on the other camera. We need to see what's going on.
Okay. Yeah. Sorry, it's on my phone.
So did Mr. P not? Did they not go to their room?
No, they did. They brought back. So there's all just bags. Of like,
why did JT fail to stream anything?
He said that he was backstage, but we never saw him.
Yeah,
backstage. But JT, like, you saw the show and everything, or was it just like?
No, I can't see shit.
Oh, you can't see shit. Backstage. But I sent you the link like 3 times. I don't know why it didn't come up. Hold on,
that's hot.
It's so long.
Give me the tea.
Sorry.
You gotta have tea. Me too. Yeah.
But yeah, he just brought. Man, this it's all just
party. This is like when Kevin Brennan had a party in his room and didn't invite me.
Yeah, you can come over. You can come party.
Hey, Chad. Chad, where's your mom, man?
I'll wait.
Oh, come on, this nigga over here.
Oh, Dookie,
don't say the N-word. Nigga, fool. I've been stabbing up niggas. Where my pizza? I'm ghetto, Tookie, bitch.
Yeah, Sicilian slices and traditional New York
slices. Don't fuck yourself, you fat whale.
It's free and cold.
Get that fat whale over here. Hunchy.
Come on, you have the floor. This is the biggest audience you'll ever have. 927
Damn,
people.
That's a lot.
I'm going to have sex with Chad's dead mom tonight. I'm going to dig her up with the NLO hat and two. And we're both going to fuck that ass like it's never been blown out before. Sure, I don't care if it's rotten.
What the fuck?
Neither do I.
Neither do I. You just made me envision that, and it's not a pretty picture. It's actually disgusting.
Ray, are you still there?
Yeah, Ray.
Yeah, I'm still here.
I would rather have sex with Chad's dead mom than have sex with Miami.
I heard Ronnie
or whatever her name is, that fake Puerto Rican.
Ray, why did you not? Ray, why did you run away from Tommy Jordan?
What's that? That's
me. I hear a lot of noise.
Don't get me.
Ray, I thought you were funny. What happened, Barry? What's that, boy? I'll wait.
I don't know.
This is the best.
How long is up there? 20 minutes?
Are you gay?
Fuck Ray DeVito.
Do I have any more questions for Ray?
I had a great time on this show. Actually, Ray, I missed your show, but I probably would have walked out halfway.
What are you, Dad, trying to kill you, Ray?
Shout out to Ghetto Tookie. Guys, now we have this audience. Make sure you subscribe to Ghetto Tookie. Ghetto Tookie! Why don't we talk about this? Guys, sorry.
No, it's not. I'm going to throw
the best. That's all I got, Rocco.
Stop saying guys.
Hey,
say
I'll wait. Everybody.
I'll say it again.
If you hit one, I would smack him over the head with this bomb. If you hit two.
Send $1,000 to.
I'll light the room. I'm
fine. Send $1,000 super chat. He'll knock me over the head with this bottle, and I'll pass out on the street. $1,000.
I'll beat the fucking brakes off.
Just hit me.
I'm a twerking.
Just one time.
Huh? I'm twerking. You want me to start?
You two comes to Silas.
First one says $5.
It goes his channel.
I'll show.
If he twerks
$10,
channel,
I'll let you see my.
No, if he twerks your channel, I want to see
that. Yes, you do.
But
you
I do. Now.
You're making me nervous.
No,
he's gonna
live. We're losing viewers by the minute.
Fuck you up. Oh! El Horrible and Tuki!
Why you grab my ass?
This whole time I thought it was Rocco. I'm so stupid. I learned something new every day. That's fantastic. How do you like my That's Fantastic? That's fantastic. I'm getting there. I'm working on it. My tie. You want some? Just took my tie.
Alright, we done?
He's dead.
Conflict.
It's over.
Ah, goddamn.
Ghetto Tookie. Why does Joe think he's a half end?
He's fat too.
Oh yeah, fat in real life.
I'm fat and I'm old. At least I'm old.
My dad works.
I think to the prophets. We saw the pictures, mountains. Stay in your basement. Don't
fat whale.
To yourself.
Where's that
in public
other fat whale?
And pay your taxes. Always good lessons. Connor, everyone listen to Ray. Ray's still here. Everyone listen as Ray argues points no one is making. Ray, we want the video.
What?
What? It wasn't great. It's all right.
We know it wasn't.
We want to hear you talking to Dabbleverse people. Can you please send me the video? I'll pay you.
It's all good.
I didn't ask if it was all good. It's not good unless I get that video.
He's saying no. Leave him alone. This is becoming bullying now.
Yeah. They're bullying me.
Why won't you just give us the video, right?
I feel bad for the people that are disappointed. Like, yeah, wasn't the thing.
I'll bully you with that mask, and then I'm going to do bad stuff to you with that mask.
Right.
I can't let these animals in my room.
I'll honor Chad's brother. Skull.
We can't hear you.
Here's
Ray.
The hot dog Zuma. I know that Chad killed you. He's a son of a bitch. It's your mom had fine
stuff. Why is Gino on this stream eating Sparrow?
Truck stop.
I'm going to be clear.
I was on a military pay for God's sake.
Tookie. I'm over to the Alphabets after Mr. P and Tommy. My last super tip. Someone save Tookie. I don't blame you.
Is it cool?
Melky, put the mic closer to your mug. Thanks. Never. Ozone, Rocco, can you ask Ray why he continues to subject himself to this like you asked before he was on? You wanted to know why he doesn't quit, remember?
Ray, do you enjoy
stealing from the fans?
And then I hear like nine voices talking over.
Hey, shut up!
Sorry. I had to
go ahead.
Take him out of here, boy.
Oh, right. I feel like there's something. You're like a submissive, and you actually enjoy that embarrassing feeling that most normal people would get. Do you enjoy embarrassment?
No, do you think I wanted the show not to be awesome last night? It was, again, if I could do it over again, I think I can make it all right. I think at the end, and that's the way I should have handled it. I should have just did my act and then opened it up to Dabbleverse stuff. That's how I should have done it in hindsight. But I didn't. Right.
Yes.
It's not the way I did it.
But what about people are saying a lot of your new jokes are just setups with no punchlines? I haven't heard it.
I didn't do any. I purposely also didn't do no.
You give me back my money.
Any new jokes for the fact that
you owe me for a shot of beer in that dirty ass store.
Shut up, hey.
Bullshit ass. Fucking
Mr. P wants his money back.
I want my money back, or I'm going to strangle you or your dead parents. I'll dig them up and I'll sex them.
This was fun. I'll see you guys later for the Super Bowl.
You're
still here?
I don't judge. I'm not
all of a sudden. You're a judge. You got a boss.
Ray, you're still here?
You should be shocked.
Yeah, I was. I'm still here, yes.
I'm not okay, FOMO good. For that Jiggy good. City good. AC. Good. Looking forward to Vegas, though. Be careful. I hear John is on his way.
Hat on, and you're a New Yorker. You should be shocked.
Pay with $100.
Give me a sandwich. I'm having sex.
Listen. What is this?
I'm going to come over here, and I'm going to eat. Seriously. You're too skinny, though. Well, I'll feed you the dog.
I'm skinny, Spyboard.
Ray, how many people walked out of your show?
There were.
I don't want your ticket.
I don't know. Can I answer? I don't know. I just hear people wrestling in the background.
Okay. Yeah. How many people walked out of your show?
There was like two tables in the middle that like, but they were just there. I think they were just they got in the paper thing. They weren't into anything the whole show. So them leaving was like. I didn't care. It's like, all right, see ya.
But if you don't give us the video so we can see what happened.
Oh, they just weren't into the show. What do you want me to say?
Ray, look, come on. What do I got to do? I know that, like, people want to see it. You were making fun of Dabbleverse people. You were talking to Dabbleverse people. People want to see it.
At the end, I open it up to Dabbleverse stuff.
No, they say in the first 20 minutes.
I did say hello to Ghost and Mr. P and Teal Hank and all that. Yeah, like a dummy. I tried to bring the room like, oh, this is my world. And tried to bring it all in, and it failed miserably. I should just
can you email the girl and get the video, and I'll buy it off you tonight.
No, you could listen to the audio. I think Mommy's got the video. There you go. Get it.
She doesn't. She has audio. Hold on. So you recorded it on your phone?
Yeah, I have it on my phone.
Can you email it to me?
I just have the audio.
Yeah, let can you email hear. It to me?
Yeah, let me hear it and see if it's how shitty.
You offered me the audio. Now you're like, no, I got to hear it first.
Yeah, it wasn't a great show. What do you want me to say? Just take my word what for it. It wasn't a great show. I've had better nights. It's all right. I purposely didn't do new jokes. I'm glad I didn't. I didn't need that stuff out there. I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know people be recording and stuff. I gave it a shot, and it was what it was last night.
All right,
some people
go,
actually
Ray.
Did enjoy it.
Drive right. careful. Right. Queaver Sutherland. Tommy Jordan is like an autistic Zoomer, but he's 40. Ray, why do you hate the Dabbleverse? I think he left. Sorry, G-Rob. Ray, you there? You're muted, Rocco. You can unmute.
Yeah, I was muting so you can talk to Ray.
Here's John.
Everyone's going downstairs.
Ghost Crusaders TV just told my girl I want to go to Vegas to watch a puppet show. She's walking out of the house right now. All right, are we going downstairs to eat, or are you done eating?
I'm full. Okay, this is good.
You guys want to come watch me eat?
Sure, we will. We'll take pictures for Kevin. I heard there's a bounty.
Kevin hates.
Yeah, there's a bounty for a picture of my hunchback. I said that I would pose and split the money with you here.
Okay.
How do I?
Mexican.
There it is. Oh, there's the hump. Oh, there it is. Yeah, show him and do that.
That was a boot shake.
You're going to twerk while you fill the hump.
I had to figure out how to bend it because I started doing this and I was like, hold on, that's not it. You got to
eat this.
I can't do that.
Oh. I'll see you soon.
Oh, no.
It's time to go now. That's time. Boss.
Oh.
Stop sending in super tips. Mommy said at least 50 people walked out. Yeah. I imagine he just doesn't want to say it.
Ray said one of those tables that looked like they seated four people or two of those tables. So, I don't know. Ray's saying eight. She's saying 50.
Right. Peter Sky Parker. Ray lost his wallet at the bar. Discuss. He also lost his phone. He lost his phone and his wallet last night.
See, I know he lost his wallet. Oh, I forgot to ask him if he got the wallet. I didn't realize Ray was still here, but he said, I'll see you later for the Super Bowl.
Can you ask Ray to explain the horrific Christmas joke? Walk us through the punchline. He left. He's gone.
I feel like people have asked him that question a million times.
Yeah, this was like a thing I think Brennan went over on MLC. That's why I knew the joke. So, all right, I'll meet you downstairs.
Yeah, I'll be right down.
All right, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. I'll finish these memberships. Tony Soprano membership, Quadro Derelict. Just tune in. This is brutal. Please ask Timu Jimmy Fallon. Is that Tommy Jordan? Cowardly Dabbling. Ray, why do you want the $500? Ray, do you want the $500 or do you want the lady that recorded to get $100 from Melton? That's what I'm saying. I'll find out who did it, and then we'll just pay her, and Ray will make nothing because he's dumb. Tim Sotality, does Tommy realize he's basically a whack paper? I think you mean whack packer. Misfit, send old and young Tommy to the Mr. Chow show. Yes. Rocco, Tiger Lily, Rocco's the guy in the neighborhood who brings home all the strays. His bed is going to have to be steam cleaned after this. Thank you, everybody, for kicking in to the show. I will spend your money at the poker table. Thank you to Natalie, who gave me $100 and said it's for Moody and make sure he gets it. And I told her he will definitely not. This won't last. So that's going to be spent 100%. And if you're here, we'll see you downstairs. We'll be playing poker tonight. We'll be hanging out watching the Super Bowl, either in the poker room or the B-bar. Come say hi. Thank you for watching this, whatever it was.